News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The seesaw battle over President Trump's tariffs continues. The levies will stay in place, at least for now. The federal appeals court has put a ruling by the Court of International Trade on hold, and that means the tariffs remain in force while the legal fight goes on.
The president's rationale for imposing these powerful tariffs was legally sound and grounded in common sense.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
President Trump correctly believes that America cannot function safely long term if we are unable to scale advanced domestic manufacturing capacity, have our own secure critical supply chains, and our defense industrial base is dependent on foreign adversaries.
The White House says Israel has agreed to a U.S. ceasefire proposal for Gaza, but it seems Hamas has a problem with the deal as presented.
What has gone wrong, it appears, is that at the start of the week, Hamas had said publicly that they had agreed to the proposal that the Americans were putting on the table. Crucial to that was their understanding that during the course of this 60-day ceasefire, there would be further negotiations to extend the truce. And if those failed to reach an agreement, the 60-day ceasefire would basically be extended. Now, what Hamas are saying is that the document they have back now that the Israelis apparently signed up to doesn't contain that condition.
The BBC's Tom Bateman. A Trump rally today, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The president will celebrate Japan-based Nippon Steel's pending investment in U.S. Steel. Details of the deal yet to come. Also today, the president and outgoing Doge chief Elon Musk will be holding a joint news conference. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures a bit lower. The Dow futures are down 25 points. NASDAQ futures off 31, and the S&P futures 8 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning. It's 6:03. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
And overnight on the western shore, can you get me out of P2, please? Thank you. Oh, there we go. Very nice. That's okay. I felt like I was talking to myself. The rain is at the Bay Bridge right now. Still getting rain there, but over on the eastern shore, all that heavy rain overnight is there. So if you're traveling on the eastern shore and down around the Bay Bridge, there is enough rain. It could be an issue, even though we don't have any major accidents right now. There were a number of accidents overnight on the Beltway and some of the 83 area. Those are clear. The roadways are open. They're still damp. We're still getting some spray, and there is some fog in the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a wet and stormy end to the work week. Mostly cloudy and muggy through the remainder of the morning into the afternoon with highs close to 80. But then we are tracking some heavy hitters tonight. That means downpours, damaging wind gusts, hail, brief tornadoes, and flooding will all be a concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Mayor Brandon Scott has released a statement from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security listed Baltimore City as a sanctuary jurisdiction in violation of federal immigration laws. The mayor says, to be clear, Baltimore is not a sanctuary city because it does not have jurisdiction over its jails. He says the city follows its limited obligations as defined under federal immigration law. The mayor says Baltimore makes no apologies, however, for being a welcoming city that is better because of its immigrant neighbors, and it's not about to sell them out to the administration. Mayor Scott says Baltimore remains committed to protecting the rights, dignity, and well-being of all our residents, and the city is exploring all options to protect its immigrant neighbors and the funding appropriated to the city by Congress, including litigation. And Howard County Police say a teen suspected in a murder inside Columbia Mall is in custody in New York after a long search. Police believe that 18-year-old William Marshall III targeted and shot his victim at the mall last July. Angelo Little was 17 years old when he was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives tracked Marshall to an apartment in Brooklyn, New York, where he awaits extradition to Maryland. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet Store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Something no one would think we would see this year, a battle of cellar dwellers at Camden Yards tonight. The Birds and White Sox at 7:05, weather permitting. Baltimore trying to improve on that 2-10 home record in the month of May. Zach Eflin tries to get right after allowing 7 home runs in his last 10 1/3 innings pitched over his last 2 starts. NHL Western Conference Final last night, it was all Edmonton right from the puck drop.
They're Edmonton smelling blood here early on. It's out in front for Trent Frederick. Now it's Skinner, and he scores. Oh, my goodness.
Sean McDonough with the call on ESPN. 3 goals in the first 8 minutes of the game, and there was no joy in Dallas last night. 6-3 Oilers. They meet the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final for the second straight year. NBA Eastern Conference Final rolls on as the Knickerbockers defended home court last night, 111-94 over the Pacers, forcing a game 6 in Indiana tomorrow night. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens invest in Malachi Starks, and Major League Baseball invests in softball. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And good Friday morning. Yes, it is Friday. It is officially just about the weekend. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the day off. We'll be back at full strength on Monday. And actually, it's going to be fascinating. Nina Mangione is here with us. I'm Bruce Elliott.
Morning, Bruce.
Morning. And, of course, Julie Ryder. And we're hanging in for news. And Kristen Hegerick, our executive producer, is here all morning long as well. It is going to be fascinating, by the way, to see exactly how tired Sean looks on Monday. Because this shift, you end up working around, you almost always look a little weary, although he has adapted to it because he's been doing it for so long. But otherwise, you end up being a little weary. I'm gauging the difference in weariness level between just working the job and working 24/7 for a full week with 2 grandchildren of tender age.
Younger grandchildren, right?
Younger grandchildren. It's going to be fascinating to see exactly how he's holding up. I would not be. I'd be taking a couple of days extra vacation just to recover from the vacation, if you know what I mean. All right, there's a lot of ground to cover between now and 9 o'clock this morning, including there's news on the terror front. We'll get to some of that during the course of this hour. And there's news as well on Mr. Comey. This is fascinating stuff. Dan Bongino says he was over at Jim Comey's shop, and first of all, the way he characterizes Comey is classic.
He cannot control himself and his emotions. He is a child. He is a big child. And let me tell you one more thing. Jim Comey, we want you to believe. Jim Comey taking a shot at the president. Oh, look at me. I'm such a victim. The president's going after me. He's making a ton of money on this book. The only person that got prosecuted was the president. Jim Comey, we're finding stuff even now. Wait till you read the stuff that's coming out.
Now, when they walked into his shop, they had people coming up to him. This is Bongino, and Cash Patel was there, and some of the other crowd. They had people coming up saying, hey, I'm glad I could find you. You got to come with me. I have to show you something. Psst, psst, you know, that kind of stuff. And they were guided to a room full of documents.
We were there a couple of weeks, and luckily there were a lot of people up there who grabbed us by the arm the minute we came in and said, thank you for being here. You know, we need to talk. There are people there who are really horrified at what happened. And there was a room, and we found stuff, a lot of stuff.
A hidden room.
I wouldn't call it hidden, but hidden from us, at least, and not mentioned to us. And then we found stuff in there.
Yeah, they found stuff in there. Not just benign stuff in there, but they found stuff in there. The reason they wouldn't have found it is the stuff in there had been just kind of stashed in boxes and paper bags, never checked in. Never checked into the system, which is one of the ways Comey hid his misdeeds. And she says, don't bother letting people know you have the stuff in-house. Gee, I don't know. It's some room somewhere. Oh, gosh, I thought we checked it in. Shucks, what can we do now?
A lot of it's from the Comey era, and we are working our damnedest right now to declassify. And just so you know, because I get the public, I totally understand people saying, well, do it now. The process is not all the information is ours to declassify. Some is other intelligence agencies. It's not. We literally can't do it. Once that gets done and that gets out there and you read some of the stuff we found that, by the way, was not processed through the normal procedure, digitizing it, putting in FBI records. We found it in bags hiding under Jim Comey's FBI. You're going to be stunned,
he says. But the stuff we will be able to release. Some of it belongs to other agencies, and they can't release it. Now, if it's from French intelligence, you have to check with the French and so forth. Dana Lash said, this is something we've all learned about Jim Comey.
Let's all revisit how this ideology, with James Comey in his previous position, helped cover up some of the biggest stories of our lifetimes. I mean, we had no idea who was running with the auto pen. The Russian collusion misinformation story. I mean, I could go on and on. So for him to sit here and act like it's just for a little podcast audience, that's pathetic. It doesn't mean anything when they're not in power, which just goes to show you that they only value their positions in the office when they control it.
Yeah, what they value is the power behind the position. And if they don't get to have the power because somebody else is filling the position, they don't care. But if they have that position and can wangle more power for that position, that is what political left is all about, because it follows a core philosophy. And the core philosophy is grow the size of the central government, control more and more from one think tank in Washington, D.C., in essence. And we'll tell farmers in Iowa and ranchers out in Idaho exactly how they should be doing their business while we sit here and make sure we get to go to the old Ebbets Grill and all the fancy places. It's amazing. And then you peel it back, onion by onion, you keep finding stink. 6:13, traffic weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. Again, the rain overnight. The heavy rain has now gone to the eastern shore. The rain was beginning to clear the Bay Bridge area, but in the meantime, we see a lot of spray from the vehicles there. But there is very heavy rain over on the eastern shore right now. Actually, some of the roadways are beginning to dry out locally, like down towards the harbor tunnels, and nothing major there. There was a wreck we've been checking on a couple of times now, southbound 95 between Route 32 and Route 216. So you may still have some flashing lights there. They were trying to move a vehicle from the shoulder in that area. The beltway on the west side is clear, but now with the rain gone, there are some areas now, some fog. And some of that fog is pretty heavy over on the west side. We'll check around, see some more fog. Could be up around 83, up around Middletown Road and up through that area. JFX so far is clear, and the roadway is trying to dry out from the rain overnight. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And Chuck, there was some fog in the Reisterstown Glendon area before I headed in this morning real early, so some of it will still be there, particularly in the side streets. You get into a dip, and all of a sudden, you're in a fog bank. Right now, Aberdeen, 63 degrees. Baltimore has 64. Today's high, about 80 degrees today. 80 degrees today. I'll take it. But it's going to be muggy because of all the humidity in the air. Strong showers and storms tonight. Heavy rains, damaging winds, and hail. Oh, good.
What a way to start the weekend. Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the pestilence of locusts that comes in.
Very nice.
Yeah, then all the
crops. You can eat those.
All the crops will fail. Wow. Even a tornado and flood risk in some areas.
And the hail will turn to flames.
Yes, exactly. Now, Nino, Julie, and Chuck, I came across this piece of audio. It's a wild card, right? I just thought, this is how a lot of us feel most weekday mornings, and particularly like when you come Friday morning after a long week like this one, or Monday morning when you have to get up after the weekend and realize it's time to be adulting again. This is a mom and her kid in the car.
Why are you crying?
Because I don't want to be an adult.
I cry about that a lot too. Why don't you want to be an adult?
Because it's not fun. It's like a prison being an adult.
It is like a prison being an adult.
I just want to be a kid.
Me too. Can I be a kid?
No.
Aren't they great? I don't want to be an adult. Darling, I feel the same way most mornings. Most mornings, actually, the way the world works out. All right.
I don't want to go in there.
I don't want to go to work. I have a steam bed. You'll find me in my blanket fort. It's great stuff. And this little kid looks so pathetic. It's just a realization, oh my God, I can't prevent it. It's going to happen. It's a snowball coming down the hill at me. I can't prevent it. It's hilarious. All right. Overnight.
I was going to say, because I don't know if you were moving on from that topic, pathetic and petulant and a child. James Comey.
Yeah.
Bruce, it is difficult to talk about James Comey without, I mean, the disdain I have for this man, without kind of losing my composure. This week, in the last, I guess, week and a half, I mean, and there's no telling to the point you did about behind closed doors what has happened, but he's pathetic. His tweet about 86 and killing President Trump. Then he pretends to play dumb and act as if we're so dumb. It was just some seashells on the beach.
Well, God, by randomly just happened there.
Then he blames his wife. Mm-hmm. And then you find out that Kash Patel, the current FBI director, has to direct individual agents from working on child sex trafficking to now, because of all the threats on President Trump's life, a man who was this close to being assassinated
twice,
live TV, he's simply trying to cash in on his failed tenure. But the problem is, the biggest problem, his position is not only is it prestigious, or former position, I should say, as the FBI director, but we have historically held that position in high regard, and we've had trust in institutions like the FBI, and he has single-handedly destroyed, destroyed that position. And then just this week, he's on MSNBC calling the Republican Party. People like us, grandmas, now black, lots more black individuals than there was ever before. He was calling us, the group that make it up.
The 77 million of us.
White supremacists. The former FBI director, whose role is to serve in law enforcement, and you want to call white supremacists? Why don't you do your job? The who are the victims primarily in this country? There are black individuals in major cities who are suffering a lot of times from black crime, and he's going around masquerading as white supremacy, calling an entire Republican Party, 77 million people, white supremacists. This is the type of rhetoric from a liberal Democrat, not a former FBI director. Right. He is a shameful, shameful individual.
And he's trying to sell a book.
MS-13, nothing from him. Gangs, drug dealers, nothing from him.
Yeah, however, he was happy to have FBI agents go around to school board meetings to make sure that the white supremacists weren't somehow doing something bad at school board meetings. He was happy to have them go and sit into congregations where some Roman Catholic churches, traditionalists, still do the Mass in Latin or parts of the Mass in Latin. Because after all, you know, those Catholics, you can't trust them. Yeah, I mean, this is his mindset. And if you can simply mean, you mean going to church and hearing words in a different language, that makes me a terrorist? Get out of town.
Yeah, I can give a pass to like liberal Democrats, even some of the elected ones, because that's who they are, and that's their role. But the former FBI director causing this type of chaos is just, I cannot stand that man. I'm sorry.
You know what, I think it's gone so far that most people, the rational side, don't even hear it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I hear it and I go, shut up.
It's the wallpaper.
Yeah,
right.
But Bruce, I mean, and Chuck, I agree with you, but to the point that your average individual that doesn't follow this as much as we may and some of the listeners, and they hear, oh, FBI director, wow, white supremacy must be white supremacy on every corner.
Oh, yeah. The biggest problem we have.
White supremacy, the party of white supremacy
all of
coming
us.
From the FBI director, former FBI director. It's outrageous.
It's shameful, frankly. And to see, that's what we when people aren't clear about, what do you mean by politicizing? This is what we mean by politicizing the office. You make a core assumption, and you expand from that. And the core assumption is mistaken, or just wrongheaded, or deliberately malicious. You're expanding from a rotten tree. And all the fruit from that rotten tree is going to be rotten itself. That's just the way it plays out.
And then go all the way back and look at the party who ended slavery.
Look at the party who founded the KKK.
Correct.
Yeah, look at the party who carried on Jim Crow. Black Americans, by and large, were very conservative until the 1950s and somewhere thereafter, and then began to drift left for whatever cultural reasons. All right, great conversation. We continue. 621 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and Chuck will check back.
Yes! The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
623 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the pace is a little bit slow, but it looks like they've reopened the lanes. The wreck was on 95. It was more than an hour ago, southbound after Route 32. Still a bit slow, but at least at 216, it's picking up once again. The last report we had was they were moving a vehicle from the shoulder. Looks like they've completed that, but they're going to be a little bit slow right there. And then from 216 and 198 down to the Capitol Beltway, the lanes are open with fog also in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy, muggy through the day, a high about 80 degrees. Strong showers, storms this evening, heavy rains, damaging winds, hail, even a tornado in Florida is possible. So the next 24 hours could be interesting, as they say. Right now, Bel Air 64 degrees, downtown Baltimore also 64. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One of the events that took place, it has been a very busy 24 hours, both in the local news and the national news. One of the events that took place in the last 24 hours is this three-judge panel. And they have jurisdiction to the degree that they're constitutionally authorized to have that jurisdiction over taking a look at tariffs. They said that Donald Trump's imposition of tariffs, the manner in which he's done it, and the law under which he has done it, does not pass muster. Well, this is being treated by some of the left as a declaration of victory. They have just landed at Normandy. This was D-Day for them. They beat back the bad guys. They have the beachhead. And now things are going to roll forward as it should be. One of the prime examples of this leftist idiocy is Lawrence O'Donnell.
Hey, the breaking news of the night is that Donald Trump's illegal tariffs are gone, thanks to a ruling of the United States Court of International Trade. Futures trading is now soaring tonight in the expectation of an explosively positive reaction by the stock market tomorrow, when the world will reset itself around the restoration of law and order in international trade and the crushing of the Trump tariffs and resultant personal worldwide humiliation of Donald Trump.
O'Donnell was in his glory, you know. He was in his glory. He thought this is the best news to come across the transom in years. Or international humiliation of the president. But he wasn't done.
The Trump proposed tariffs were completely illegal and unconstitutional. Those proposals were constitutionally insane. And the person pronouncing those proposals at those Trump rallies was constitutionally out of his mind, just based on what he was saying about tariffs alone.
Okay, now, one of the problems with this is this court, it's not the Supreme Court of the United States.
It's an international trade court or something.
They have jurisdiction in that one area under that particular law.
Yeah.
But O'Donnell's treating this as if it's fait accompli. This is it. By Monday morning, we'll have him out of the office, pack up his furniture, his watches and everything on Sunday night, get him out of there, and we'll have somebody brand new that I like more in office on Monday morning. And other Democrats, other leftists, are following that same trend. The guy's name is Kemele Foster. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's K-M-E-L-E Foster. He's the editor of an online magazine, and he's gleeful as well.
Trump had a particular gambit that he tried, and it failed miserably. And it's a mistake to focus narrowly on the stock market and its performance and whether or not it seems to be in an okay place. People lost their jobs. There were material consequences because
what
of a severe...
But in the back, you hear Kevin and Larry saying, what jobs? The economy is at full employment. What jobs did people lose? Clarify this for me. Facts don't matter. The opinion matters. Jennifer Welch is an online blogger of the left. And she says, hey, listen, quit screwing with my friend Kemele here. The sky is falling.
We are a laughingstock. We're a laughingstock in Europe, a laughingstock in Asia. If you're inside the Trump bubble and you're on Twitter with all the bros,
right,
it hits hard. It's really good.
Not what the numbers say. The number one destination for invested capital on Earth is still over 50% in America. Tonight.
Yeah. I mean, in other words, they're trying out a narrative to see if they can actually get the narrative to hold. And as long as there are sane people sitting around, like O'Leary, who has the facts, he says, wait a minute, first of all, we're at full employment. People aren't losing their jobs left and right because of this. And secondly, we have a situation where the economy is booming. People aren't depressed. They're happy Donald Trump is in position he is. And they're happy with, now that they see what the mosaic is going to be, they're happy with what these tariffs are going to do.
I love, and I don't get as upset by, even though it's so stupid, her comments, I don't get as upset as hers, Comey, because that's what her job is, to sound like a fool. But she's, number one, the bro comment is just an insult to me.
Sure.
If you're a guy who on Twitter speaking your mind, you're just a bro replying your lower level intelligence. But let's talk about laughingstock. When Trump implemented these tariffs, all you started seeing was a little bit of yelling and screaming, and then it's like, okay, we got to come to the table. India, let's see. I mean, so these are major countries: Japan, Singapore, Australia. Then you look at not millions, not billions, but trillions of dollars of investment coming into this country. You have the, Oracle, for example, has teamed up with one of these other AI companies, $500 billion. Apple, $500 billion in U.S. investment in manufacturing and trading. NVIDIA, another $500 billion. IBM, Eli Lilly, 27. I guess that's a clothing company. I don't even know. But
the drugs.
Sounds like a nice clothing company.
You're thinking Lilly Pulitzer.
That's what I was thinking. United Arab Emirates, $1.4 trillion. Qatar, $1.2 trillion. Japan, $1 trillion. Saudi Arabia, $600 billion. Does that sound like something, a laughing stock and a bunch of bros being happy about?
This is what I mean. They're trying out a narrative, you know? And it's look, who knows? We're going to watch the weekend shows very carefully. I'm fascinated to see who shows up on Meet the Depressed and Face the Nation and all that stuff and what the kinds of questions aimed at them are, because something tells me there'll be a continuing attempt to establish that narrative this weekend. And, of course, we're not stupid. We can see the facts on the ground. We're not all sheep. We're not all in lemmings being sent to the sea. So we'll see how it plays. 6:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Coming up right now, it is Julie Ryder and news. Good morning, Jules.
Good morning. Maryland has been listed as a sanctuary jurisdiction by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The Trump administration says states are considered sanctuary jurisdictions if they are deliberately and shamefully obstructing the enforcement of federal immigration laws, endangering American communities. Several Maryland locations are on the list, including Anne Arundel, Baltimore, and Howard counties, the city of Annapolis, and Baltimore City. DHS officials say each jurisdiction will receive a formal notification from the federal government regarding its noncompliant status and any potential violations of federal criminal statutes. 16-year-old Jalen Prince has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting death of a classmate at Joppatown High School. Prince was also convicted of several gun charges in the September 2024 killing of 15-year-old Warren Grant in a school bathroom during an argument. Harford County State's Attorney Allison Healy is proud to have given justice to the family of the victim whose life was taken in a place that is supposed to be safe for children. Prince faces a sentence of life plus 28 years when he's sentenced on September 2nd. Baltimore police trying to determine if the same group of people broke into three businesses near Patterson Park. Surveillance video captured at least one of the break-ins that happened between 3 and 4 a.m. Thursday. La Barita, Be More Licks, and Taqueria El Sabor de Park were burglarized, with seven suspects breaking in, vandalizing and stealing cash and other items from the businesses. The age of the suspects not determined. Investigators believe they appear to be teenagers or young adults. And a former Wicomico County Sheriff's deputy sentenced to life plus 30 years for sexually assaulting three women while he was on duty. Stephen Ebrew was convicted in December on 29 counts that included rape and misconduct in office for using his authorities to sexually assault women who were in custody in 2022. Coming right up, we have a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
The lottery numbers last night, pick 3, 3, 6, 2, and pick 4, 4, 5, 0, 4. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And despite the rain and the fog, nothing major through Annapolis. The pace is good right now across the Bay Bridge and over towards the Severn River Bridge. 95 now is pretty much back to normal. The wreck after Route 32 has been cleaned up, so the pace is good there after 32 down to Route 216. Keep in mind, we've had some rain over overnight. We started to see a little bit of a backup on the west side outer loop in that area right around I-70. That is now there. So eventually, that probably will start to back up towards Liberty Road. Yep, and now it is. I'm looking at the camera there. So the normal delay is arriving. The roads are a little bit damp, so continue to watch your speed. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a wet and stormy end to the work week. Mostly cloudy and muggy through the remainder of the morning into the afternoon with highs close to 80. But then we are tracking some heavy hitters tonight. That means downpours, damaging wind gusts, hail, brief tornadoes, and flooding will all be a concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Weather permitting, it'll be the Birds and White Sox at 7:05 tonight as the two teams compete for American League cellar-dweller supremacy at Camden Yards. Right now, the Sox on top of the Birds by 1.5. Zach Eflin goes for Baltimore, trying to figure out why teams are taking him yard. 7 home runs allowed in his last 10 1/3 innings pitched.
At the end of the day, like, you know, I'm paid to stay in the game as long as I can. I'm paid to be competitive every single pitch until the ball's taken away from me. So it's just got to flush in and move on.
That was Eflin after his start against the Nats a couple times back where he allowed 4 home runs in the first 2 innings. Ravens news team concluded its OTAs yesterday in Owings Mills and in the process officially signed their first round draft choice, Malachi Starks out of Georgia. 4 years, $16 million, $8.7 million signing bonus. Head coach John Harbaugh on Malachi Starks.
But I haven't seen him make a mistake yet with the communication. He looks really good as an athlete. And with our Darius' situation, it's a lot on his plate right now. So he's going to have to step up, but that's why we drafted him in the first round.
The only unsigned rookie now is second-round edge rusher Mikey Green. NBA Eastern Conference Finals goes to the Knickerbockers last night.
Under 3 to play in the third. Brunson with a 3.
Play speaks every lane.
And that was Jalen Brunson finishing with 32 in New York Forces Game 6 in Indiana tomorrow night. 111-94 was the final. NHL Stanley Cup Final is set. Oilers crushed the Stars last night. 6-3 in Dallas. They'll meet the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final for the second straight year. And on that note, an email gaffe causes the Capitals to address Alex Ovechkin's future. The team saying publicly yesterday that no decision has been made on the Grade 8's future in the NHL after an email was sent to season ticket holders calling next season his last. The team on social media said the email was mistakenly sent by someone in the corporate sales department. Ovechkin turns 40. How does that happen? Ovechkin turns 40 in September. He has said he intends to play next season, which would be his 21st in the league, after scoring 44 goals this past season, which was third most in the league. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Major League Baseball following in the footsteps of the NBA.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Before I get to the Major League Baseball thing, how does a salesperson in the Capitals corporate sales department compose and then send out an email to the season ticket holders telling them, get your tickets now, because Alex Ovechkin is going to be in his last year next year, and that's not true. How does that happen?
You mean the ex-salesperson?
Somebody wrote it, and somebody sent it to thousands of season ticket holders.
Wouldn't you think there would have a fact checker somewhere in there? Somewhere in that food chain, wouldn't somebody say, maybe you should check that one little fact?
I would certainly hope so.
Apparently not.
MLB is investing in a new league called the... it's called the American, what is it called? The Athletes Unlimited Softball League.
Okay.
The acronym is the AUSL.
Fast pitch?
Yes, fast pitch. They're partnering with the fledgling league. It's a women's league that's preparing for its first 4-team season. They plan to expand in future years. MLB stake is 20%. Not only are they going to offer them money, but they're going to offer them marketing, content distribution, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Similar to what the NBA did with the WNBA.
Yeah, yeah.
The only difference, though, is the NBA had a 60% stake in the WNBA, and also in its creation. This league has already been created. It's just looking for a partner to move it to the next level.
Got it.
And so that's what's happening. So baseball and softball will forever be inextricably linked.
Are they going to have the DH in softball?
More than likely, yeah.
Well, I mean, look, I don't know the comparative speed, but some of the underhand pitches, the rotation is different for softball pitchers. They pitch
right
down low. They seem to be coming off their glove or off their hand real fast.
So here's the difference. The mound in softball is 45 feet. Away from home plate.
Right.
So 60 feet, 6 inches versus 45. One of the fastest pitchers, I forget her name, threw a pitch at 78 miles an hour from 45 feet. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
But with the accelerated speed of the ball at 60 feet, 6 inches, that would have been over 100 miles an hour. So in other words, if you face a 78-mile-per-hour pitch from 45 feet, that's the equivalent to facing 100 miles at 60 feet.
I would do equally well in either one. Nowhere near the ball, swinging late, wondering what the hell just happened.
A whiff.
Yeah, absolutely.
For Bruce Elliott.
I can flat out guarantee it. I suck so bad at that stuff.
Three up, three down.
Hand-eye coordination. It was never there. I mean, I was the right fielder. Go out to right field and count the weeds out there because nobody hits there. Okay.
Yeah, but one thing, Bruce, that you could do was run.
Once upon a time. Once upon a time, before five back surgeries. Yep, that was true. 6:40 right now. Talk radio 680 WCB. We'll check back with you. Of course, the sports injuries. I just have AJS. You'll get Nino because you've been a real jock.
I think I already have.
Yeah, it's aging jock syndrome.
I already have. It,
yeah, all the stuff that we do to our body by the time we're your age, it comes back. By the way, it'll come back and visit at the worst possible times in your life. Just bear that in mind. Some beautiful woman will eventually say, "Oh, come on, Nino, let's get married." And you say, and you get married, and then all of a sudden, hey, guess what? My AJS just struck. It's the way it works. All right, you heard from the left, and their delight at the idea that this three-judge panel would say, no, Donald Trump, you can't do it that way. That doesn't work. And they're treating as if this is now a fait accompli. It's done. It's over. And that the Trump tariffs cannot move forward despite the rather obvious positive result of those tariffs so far. Well, that's not true. Jonathan Turley, constitutional law expert, down at GW, if I recall correctly, says, wait a minute, Congress has defer to presidents on tariffs for generations.
The Trump administration is correct that Congress has, through the years, deferred to presidents on tariffs, including passing laws that give them authority to impose tariffs. And he can now go ahead and use some of those laws.
Yeah, there are lots of other laws he can use. Period. Turley went on to say that one or two of the tariff laws are currently available without dispute to the president. One of them would give him basically 5 months, 6 months in order to get the job done.
Some of them allow for 150 days to have tariffs put on, and then during that period you do an investigation, and then they can be left on if you find the requisite market conditions. And these are very discretionary types of decisions. Made by presidents under these laws.
Yeah. The Congress has by and large said, Mr. President, you handle this. We don't want to play. Now, no, look at the Constitution. They have the right to reclaim it. And they tried recently, actually, to reclaim it unsuccessfully. Congress doesn't want the job.
And the Senate had the opportunity, in my understanding, to weigh in here, and they basically left it to the president.
Yeah.
So the Congress was involved in this, number one. Number two, there's precedent for this. You have the judges, and who the hell are they? I think it was like three judges. Who are these individuals that are telling the president of the United States what his trade deals can be? But they said, unusual and extraordinary threat to respect to which a national emergency has been declared. They said it's not an unusual or national
right.
security threat.
Well, they don't get to decide
why,
that.
Exactly. We'll get to why it is as soon as we hear from
them. 6:43 right now. Talk radio 680 WCB. And once again, our traffic person man thing. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Report of an accident, JFX, just coming in southbound. The report says at Falls Road, we can't confirm it because the cameras that are there after Northern Parkway through downtown don't work. speed cameras work, but we don't make any money for them, so they don't let us see them. So we'll let you know when we find out some more information. But we know when the roadway is wet, anytime the roadway is wet on the JFX, anything can happen. Potential delays now in the area of the Falls Road ramp. Definitely filling in quickly now into the Old Harbor Tunnel. And last check, it looks like we were starting to see at least some brake light activity south around Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street. Doesn't appear to be anything major there. And 95 had picked up just a bit for the traffic coming south from Moravia Road and down towards Eastern Avenue, but the pace is still good. The west side outer loop with a little fog and the heavy traffic is 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy, muggy throughout the day today, a high about 80 degrees. Strong showers and storms this evening. Check this forecast out. Heavy rains, damaging winds, hail, maybe a tornado, and maybe flood risk loss. I mean, a flash flood watch. So, I mean, wow, okay.
Other than that, nothing.
No, other than that, yeah, it's calm other than that. No problem at all. Time once again for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. It's time for Chuck's Food News, a public service for the food and beverage industry in the name of one, but of all, Johnson.
Johnson, it strips you of your dignity, damn it.
Yeah, well, just hanging around with him does. So,
and I don't see anything stripped with him.
And I like that. All right, so we had a story out of Abu Dhabi yesterday. Well, there's more chocolate news, more food news out of that part of the world.
Huh.
Trader Joe's is now going to sell what they call Dubai chocolate. And it looks like chocolate bars with something in the middle, but they don't specify exactly what it is. Hmm. It could be coconut. It could be shredded camel. I have no idea whatsoever. And you can be able to buy it. The Dubai chocolate bars, you can be able to get them at Trader Joe's for $3.99, and the reviewer says that's a great deal. Who am I to dispute the reviewer?
Right.
I don't know what they are, but if it has chocolate, it must be good.
Must be good. All right.
A word that came up yesterday, or earlier this week, I guess, in our food news, has now been propagated by another company. Starbucks has now casually dropped four more Frappuccinos. They're coming to menus for this summer. Are you excited, Chuck?
Just wonderful.
I could hardly sleep last night. There's a salted caramel mocha stretto frap.
What kind of, frap, not crap, frap.
Frap, yeah.
Right, gotcha.
Layers a mocha frap with salted caramel cream cold foam, finished with a drizzle of caramel sauce. Only, I think, 5,700,000 calories.
Right. Now tell me what exactly is a frap.
I don't know. You know, it's when something, you know, a pocket, you have a little frap that hangs over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. There's the strawberry matcha strato. Now, matcha is the stuff that tastes, to me, it tastes like you're drinking your lawn. I mean, but hey, some people love it, they say. The brown sugar strato frappuccino combines the chalk coffee frap layered with brown sugar cream, cold foam, cinnamon powder. Mm-hmm. And then, this is such an exciting thing, the firework frappuccino. Ready for this? It has raspberry pearls, a coconut milk base, strawberry puree, and cold foam. And this will be out by the time July 4th. Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like a bunch of frap to me.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. So, one reviewer said, how about they just bring the s'mores frap, the toffee nut frap, the raspberry frap. I said, I will never forgive Starbucks for getting rid of the s'mores frap. Yeah, I know. That's perhaps one of the biggest pieces of damage to the American culture ever, is them doing away with that.
Yeah.
There's a ranking now of the 20 mass-marketed North American lagers by taste alone, a blind taste test. And there's a list as to which lager is best. I'm not a big lager drinker because I like to be able to taste beer and not water-flavored beer or beer-flavored water, more appropriately. But this list is out. And you know, any list, frankly, that has Coors Light as one of the best beers in whatever category it is, I'm sorry for those of you guys who drink Coors Light. Really? Just, you know, get one bottle of real beer, fill it halfway with water, and drink it. Same thing. Same thing exactly. But the list is out there right now, and the page that has the list is sticking, so I can't tell you the number one, number five, or whatever. The best light beer, by the way, in this category is Miller Lite. Right. And there is a listing from highest to lowest. It is available. I'll get it posted online over Miller High Life and Coors Banquet. I don't know. Does the Coors Banquet like taste like prime rib or turkey? Or
that's heavier than Banquet. Right?
Yeah, you think so. I don't know. So
no, I'm asking you. I mean, that's a heavier beer. I've had Coors Light, but never the Banquet.
Yeah, because you're a manly man.
They weighed the same. Sorry, you know.
Is it my weight or volume?
Just try to be part of the show.
finally, this. Cheez-Its has officially entered the freezer aisle. Cheez-Its, you can now go to your freezer on the grocery store and pick out one of three brand new Cheez-Its pizzas. You have the Cheddar Jack Supreme pizza. You have the original Cheez-It flavored cheese pizza. And you have a pepperoni pizza. And on each of them on the back is a number to a really good cardiologist, because you're going to need it after having that amount of pure animal fat in your body. The coming four cheese, pepperoni, Cheddar Jack Supreme, topped with all the fixings, including Italian sausage, pepperoni, green and red peppers, black olives, onions, yellow cheddar, and Monterey Jack cheeses. Honestly, they say, it's a toss-up which pizza wins their heart. After all,
yes,
it's pizza.
Stops their heart.
What's not to love?
And if you buy at least 10, you get a free defibrillator.
Yes, exactly. And that is Chuck's Food News. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 650.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Get ready for an unforgettable evening at the Oatwire Wine Night, Thursday, June 6th at 6:30 p.m. Sip, swirl, and savor your way through an elegant night of fine wines, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and great company. All at the Hayfields Country Club in Hunt Valley. Tickets are just $125 and include tastings, food, and access to a first-class wine experience, all to support the Oatwire Retreat Center. But don't wait. This exclusive event will sell out fast. Visit oldwirefoundation.org to get your tickets now.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up next half hour, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maxine Waters was out in Los Angeles speaking with the LA City Council, helping to dedicate a building that's going in honoring a physician. It didn't go exactly as well as they hoped it might have. You'll hear from her on that. It's truly astounding. It really is. And a little argument between Cindy McCain, who, if I recall correctly, is John McCain's, the now deceased John McCain, his wife, and the Department of State. You'll hear from Tammy Bruce on that as well. Next half hour, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:53, and here he is, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And they didn't tell you that Maxine Waters had to sneak up on a glass of water to get a drink.
That's right. Scared the hell out of her.
Damn water started running, literally. The new update, supposedly, Shrek now has been moved from Falls Road in the city up to Ruxton Road. They only missed it by 3 miles. What the hell, you know? But it looks like it's on the shoulder. I haven't seen anything there. I don't see anybody coming south from the Beltway having a problem. So you may have a couple of vehicles and a trooper on the side at Ruxton Road, that area up on the JFX, and not down at Falls Road after Cold Spring Lane. So it looks like we're okay there. Parkville side of the Beltway filled in now, beginning before Hartford Road with delays there. We started to see the backing on 895, and it was slowly starting to get back towards the O'Donnell Street ramp, and it's still right in that area. It's just a speed reduction right now. I can see 95 next door. Looks like the pace is still pretty good going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
High today, about 80 degrees, muggy. Strong showers, storms this evening, heavy rains, damaging winds and hail, maybe a tornado, and there could be a flash flood risk possible. So make sure you keep it here, and we'll keep you posted through the Channel 45 Weather Center. Aberdeen right now 63 degrees, and Ellicott City has 62 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More from the administration on these idiots on the left, all delighted somehow that they think they have a victory finally against Donald Trump. It is kind of an ephemeral victory, by the way, folks. It's not going to last more than a week. There's already a stay in place. And the story came out, and like within 2 hours, there was a stay in place from one of the superior courts. I said, no, we're not doing that yet. We're gonna take a look at this and decide in which direction we want to go. And again, even if they say you have to do it under a different law, there are a multiplicity of laws available. Caroline Leavitt, and kind of in a hurried fashion, came up to the microphone last night while all this was going on to fill in the media.
Last night, the Trump administration faced another example of judicial overreach. Using his full and proper legal authority, President Trump imposed universal tariffs and reciprocal tariffs on Liberation Day to address the extraordinary threat to our national security and economy posed by large and persistent annual U.S. goods trade deficits.
Yeah, and that was one of the many things Donald Trump took on, you know, as he walked into the office. He realized that this country, for national security purposes, if nothing else, really has to deal with this trade deficit. We've been running a trade deficit, I think, every year since 1975.
And that's exactly what you just said in the point Caroline Leavitt made, why the judges are completely wrong. Economic threats are national security threats, especially in cases like unfair trade practices by foreign adversaries. Areas. You have intellectual property, currency manipulation. And in May 2019, President Trump, absolutely right, when he announced a plan to impose tariffs on Mexico, I believe it started at 5%, went up to 25%. And why was that? Well, to stop the flow of illegal aliens, well, in the invasion from the Mexican border. So it was a national security threat. And what did he do? He imposed a tariff. Who else did this? Jimmy Carter did this in 1979. He imposed sanctions and tariffs on the Iranians during the hostage crisis. As well as Bill Clinton did something similar with Sudan, imposed tariffs because of their partnership, basically, with terrorists in the time in the late 90s. So this has been done before. Congress said go ahead. And now it's only a problem because of judicial activism by three judges, I think it was, who are just basically so anti-Trump. And Trump fired away on I guess it was a tweet. It was very long. But he just nailed this activism yesterday. And if it wasn't so long, I'd say it'd be worth reading the whole thing, because he really pinpoints to what happened with this decision.
It's an interesting phenomenon because it is an argument as to whether they're acting appropriately or whether they've overreached. And the dynamic so far during this administration is judicial overreach on case after case after case. Now, you can't draw a conclusion saying, well, this one, they're also wrong because of the others. But the trend pattern would seem to be that we have another area where judges are deciding, no, you can't do that. And as I pointed out a couple of times, yeah, okay, under this law, they may be right. But the president, any president, has a number of laws under which he or eventually she can indeed impose tariffs of this kind. So the fight is hardly over. And the fact that there was a stay put in place, I think within 2 or 3 hours of this, was just amazing. Leavitt said, look, what the guy's doing is he's fixing our trade deficit, which is a huge national security issue.
The United States has run a trade deficit of goods every year since 1975. In 2024, our trade deficit in goods exceeded $1 trillion. Everybody agrees this is unacceptable. President Trump is delivering on his promise to fix this problem, and he has taken a long overdue and much needed bold stance for American workers after decades of our manufacturing base being hollowed out.
You know, one of the things that irks me about this is this isn't to benefit a bunch of rich guys somewhere. This is to benefit American workers who are finding that the work that they did a generation ago is now being done overseas in Indonesia or China or somewhere else, sometimes using slave labor. They cannot possibly compete with that kind of situation. And this is done to level the playing field so that Americans can keep working. How can you deliberately take an action as severe as this panel of three judges did and say, sorry, yeah, we know that it's for our good, but we're going to make life really difficult for you. Oh, yeah, we know what happened during COVID. Our supply chains weren't secure, but don't worry. We're going to make it difficult for you. It's insane. More on this coming up after the news. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump tariffs remain in force, at least for the time being. A federal appeals court is allowing the levies to stay while a legal fight proceeds. The president visits the Steel City today, goes to Pittsburgh after announcing details of a new deal offering a new start for an iconic American steelmaker.
Following a nearly $15 billion bid by Japan's Nippon Steel to buy U.S. Steel, the president announced that the Pennsylvania-based company will remain in America and keep its headquarters in Pittsburgh. The agreement will allow Nippon to invest in the U.S. company while guaranteeing an American CEO, a majority of board members from the United States, and U.S. government approval over certain corporate functions. Greg Clugston, The White House.
It's Elon Musk's last day on the job as head of the Trump Department of Government Efficiency. Today, the president holds a joint news conference with the outgoing DOGE chief, who will again take the helm of his various business ventures, including Tesla and SpaceX. They may talk a good game when it comes to backing Ukraine against Russia, but the BBC finds that European nations have played no small role in funding Vladimir Putin's war machine.
Ukraine's allies are still paying billions for Russian oil and gas. Last year alone, EU member states paid 22 billion euros for its fossil fuels. That's 4 billion euros more than they gave Kiev in aid. NATO member states and sanctioning countries have consistently been spending more on Russian oil and gas than on aid for Ukraine. In all, Russia has made more than three times as much money by exporting hydrocarbons than Ukraine has received in various types of aid.
The BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 23 points. NASDAQ futures 26 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I named my boat Shore Don't. Get it? The other day when my friend said, hey, Larry, you want to head back in? It looks like it might rain. I said, Shore Don't. I guess they didn't get it because they didn't laugh.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it by insuring it with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefinance.com.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. It's 7:03. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
At Arundel County, in the area just above Crofton, there is an accident southbound Route 3 at Johns Hopkins Road, apparently minor. But if you're traveling south from Odenton and Gambrills on Route 3, just a heads up for that. We're looking at 95 on the south side of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and the lanes are open. 95 at Moravia Road, not bad, really. Both the tunnels right now actually in pretty good shape. The roadways are drying out from the rain overnight. A little busy now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel going in, but with all four lanes moving. Slowing on the Beltway, Parkville side, the west side has been busy, and even with the fog, the heavy traffic is 795 down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a wet and stormy end to the work week. Mostly cloudy and muggy through the remainder of the morning into the afternoon with highs close to 80. But then we are tracking some heavy hitters tonight. That means downpours, damaging wind gusts, hail, brief tornadoes, and flooding will all be a concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore County Police are investigating a stabbing at Nottingham Middle School in Rosedale. The incident happened during a fight as students were being dismissed Thursday afternoon. Police say the victim was stabbed in the leg during the altercation. No word yet on the kind of weapon used or the student's condition. The principal of Nottingham Middle has sent a letter to the school community saying the students involved in the incident will receive serious consequences. Queen Anne's and Talbot counties are among the Maryland locations listed as sanctuary jurisdictions by the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security says the counties are deliberately obstructing the enforcement of federal immigration laws. The DHS says each jurisdiction on the list will receive formal notification of its noncompliance and all potential violations of federal criminal statutes. The DHS is demanding that the jurisdictions immediately review and revise their policies to align with federal immigration laws. And initial filings for unemployment benefits fell in Maryland last week. The U.S. Labor Department reports new jobless claims, an indicator of layoff activity, fell to 3,489. That's down from nearly 4,000 the week before. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Check the weather before you head out tonight. But as of now, Birds and White Sox scheduled for a 705 first pitch at Camden Yards. Zach Eflin trying to figure out why he's pitching batting practice lately. The big right-hander has allowed 7 home runs in his last 10 and a third innings pitched after allowing just 10 in his first 78-plus as an Oriole since last year. The Ravens are expected to hold joint practice with a couple familiar teams ahead of their preseason matchups this summer. Here's head coach John Harbaugh.
Yes, we're looking at the Colts and the Commanders probably for the joint practices. We just got to get the details worked out, but those are the ones we're trying to set up right now.
Colts scheduled to play the Ravens in Baltimore on August 7th. Ravens go to Landover on August 23rd. NBA, the Knicks extended their series to 6 games against the Pacers last night. That one will happen tomorrow night in Indiana. And in the NHL, the Oilers will meet the Panthers for the second consecutive year in the Stanley Cup final. And finally, in the aftermath of the WNBA's first foray into Baltimore the other night, the Banner reporting this morning, Caitlin Clark's on-court absence causing prices on the secondary ticket market to plummet. plummet. Last week, a spokesperson for StubHub said the average ticket to Wednesday's game was selling for $350 per ticket. By early Wednesday afternoon, after the announcement of Clark's injury, tickets were available on the platform for $8. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's one last chance for the great Bob Babb. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome to hour number two, Friday, the Friday free-for-all, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean has the morning off. Back on Monday, we'll be back at full strength then. And our huge thanks to Julie Ryder for sitting in, for Nino for coming in and hanging out with us. And, of course, as always, our executive producer, Kristen Hegarek, who manages to keep this thing on the straight and narrow, at least by and large, because otherwise, who knows where I would wander off to, Nino. I mean, I'm not exactly the most dependable kind of guy on this stuff. It's stream of consciousness morning radio. Whatever happens to pop in the brain, that's what's going to be said. Great email in from Brian. First of all, nobody objected to the tariffs on China for 2017-2018. Why now? Regarding this three-judge court, the Section 301-302 investigation and process noted was completed by the USTR, Jameson Greer, with extensive citation. Greer published a 39.5-page investigative outcome detailing the unreasonable and discriminatory burdens to the U.S. commerce. A New York trade court literally ignored the 2025, the USTR must be the U.S. Trade Representative's investigation, and in 2025, Department of Commerce review and investigation of the same based on the USTR published findings. All those factual investigations underpin the presidential actions taken pursuant to his authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the IEEPA. That's the act that he attempted to use and the one they're spanking his hand for. It looks like the trade court didn't even review the USTR reports. No, probably not. This is unfortunately the way of all things right now. One of the things the Democrats did before Joe Biden left office, and they've been doing this rather deliberately while he was in office, but they really accelerated in the last 6 months or so, was stack every court at every level with as many individuals who are willing to use lawfare as possible. That they would prostitute the law for political purposes over and over again. That's why it's always a chuckle when you look, we can see it from a distance. We talked about this yesterday. We talked about South Africa yesterday. They say, well, we're operating according to our Constitution. Yeah, but if you write a constitution that says you can steal somebody's property without paying for them, you have to really question whether the going by the Constitution argument works. So here they say, we have a president who maybe we can make the case that he's not operating within the law, but that would be really damaging to the country. Yeah, but is it good for the Democrat Party?
Bruce, it's a fact, an absolute fact that Congress over the years has delegated significant authority to the president to act basically unilaterally when it comes to issues of national security, when terrorism is what I mean.
It's his gig.
National security, trade retaliation, and economic emergencies is happening. George Bush did it. Reagan did it. Nixon did it. I said Clinton did it. Trump has done it before. But now, when an issue like this, like you said, the lawfare, judicial activism, is it simply, and I am not to put it to such a simple terms, but a hatred of Trump? And in some cases, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
And here it is again.
Yeah, and again, if the priority is to, within our Constitution, make things better for American citizens, and you can see this report, 40-page report, on the investigative outcome detailing the, quote, unreasonable and discriminatory burdens to the U.S. commerce. I mean, what is that? I think Canada puts a tariff on our butter. 125% tariff on our butter.
Yeah.
Really? And there are buddies, right? I mean, there are good buds up there. A tariff of 125%. Why, yeah, can't their cows make good milk, make good butter? I mean, what's the deal here?
And this goes back to your point before with that lady journalist that said we're a laughing stock. No, we were a laughing stock.
Sure.
Because we were getting taking advantage of. Yes, we were a sucker.
The country walking around with a sign in the back says, kick me.
Now they're doing the complete opposite. Now they're sitting there wondering, oh, now what the hell do we do now?
Yeah. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM Bowl. What the countries will do is begin to negotiate decent deals, or they'll find it's very uncomfortable for them in the long term. 713, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Maybe we can butter him up.
Oh, I got that. That was very clever, Chuck.
How you like that, Nino? It's
I like that. That's not bad.
You only got 2 more hours to put up with this, Nino.
Nino, that's the funniest thing he said all week. It really is. Comments, Chuck.
He's not going to comment. You know, he's a partisan. He's fine. Well, on the eastern shore north of Queenstown, there's a tractor trailer. Apparently, it's on its side. Been there for a while. Just got word of it here northbound on 301 at Route 304. So if you're traveling northbound, could be a limited lane there. It looks like it's on the right side of the roadway. Just spotted what appears to be a wreck. It's minor. It's on the inner loop just after you cross Route 40 West. So in the painted out area on the right side, that's where it is. Might be just a tad slow as you're coming up from Frederick Road. So we'll keep an eye on that. The west side was already slow south from Liberty Road. The Parkville side has been slow, but nothing major. But there is some fog around the area, and the roadways, of course, are still damp from the rain showers overnight. The wreck is southbound Route 3 at Johns Hopkins Road as you're traveling towards Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy, muggy through the day, a high near 80. That's the word from the Channel 45, weather forecast center. Strong showers, storms this evening, heavy rains, damaging winds and hail, even a tornado or flood risk are possible. So very strange weather tonight. Right now you're taking a look at temperatures that are in the moderate to comfortable range. They're going to be moderately uncomfortable, but later on, Hunt Valley 66 right now. Middle River has 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now it's time for our mega movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yeah, Donald Trump yesterday was asked a question. He gave a direct answer. It's kind of surprising this happens, Nino. But Donald Trump is fairly open about this. He was asked, is it true, Mr. President, that you told Israel to take a step back on an issue having to do with Iran? President says, well, here's something to shock you. Yeah, I did. Again, the reporter's like, wait a minute, I got a straight answer out of this guy? I'm not used to this. I'm used to Joe Biden. Here's what Trump had to say.
I don't think it's appropriate. We're having very good discussions with him. And I said, I don't think it's appropriate right now. Because if we can settle it with a very strong document, very strong, with inspections and no trust. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody. So no trust. I want it very strong where we can go in with inspectors. We can take whatever we want. We can blow up whatever we want, but nobody getting killed. We can blow up a lab, but nobody's going to be in the lab as opposed to everybody being in the lab and blowing it up, right? Two ways of doing it. Yeah, I told him this would be inappropriate to do right now because we're very close to a solution. Now, that could change at any moment.
Yeah, no, he's not telling you don't go after the Hamas. He's not saying don't go after the Houthis. Don't go after Hezbollah. But stay the hell away from Iran right now because we're at a delicate point in the negotiation. And, you know, a lot of world leaders would be very cagey about that answer. They say, well, you know, we've had honest discussions with our close ally, and we're coordinating our response. Next question.
Yeah, direct to the point. And it's interesting because very similar, but in the opposite direction, was the other day they're working on a peace deal with Ukraine and Russia, and Putin, he was very upset with Putin. So Trump, he tells you how there's unbelievable transparency with Donald Trump, and there always has been and always will be. That's how he operates.
And that is our mega movement update.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken.
and we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely, we will live proudly, we will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
7:18 right now, Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Great email in from Marty. He says, did we not learn anything from COVID? I guess they forgot the toilet paper shortage. Even the test kits the government provided were made in China. We couldn't get medical supplies. Couldn't get N95 masks and pharmaceuticals. They forget the Rosie the Riveter played as big a role as G.I. Joe. Today, our military relies on supplies manufactured in other nations to defend our nation. And to be really straightforward about it, some of those other nations aren't particularly our good buddies. No. Why on earth do we still have a supply chain that has anything to do with China? Anything to do with China. And again, as context, the South African, their government has not been particularly happy with us. Why do we get anything from them? Those supply chains need to be at home, and this is for purely national security reasons.
And that's how we built this nation to be the economic powerhouse that it is, because we had those manufacturing. We were doing all that here. And back to the point about the trade is, I was researching this over the break. There are not, Trump doesn't just have precedent, but there are laws, sections of laws that allow him to do this. He can impose without congressional action under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act of 1962 on national security grounds. Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974 under unfair trade practices, International Emerging Economic Powers Act, which is what he was using, under economic threats. These are laws that exist on the books, but only laws, or laws do not apply to Donald Trump when he's trying to abide by them.
Yeah.
He can't win no matter what with these people.
Well, eventually there is a victory in many of these cases. Yeah. Eventually it gets up to the Supreme Court.
Sure.
But
sure.
The Supreme Court really needs to set parameters on a couple of things. Some of these courts, not this particular court, but some of the courts at the district court level, they have to be told, if you do something in your jurisdiction, it's not nationwide.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and say, this can't be done in the, I mean, choose arbitrarily, the Tuscaloosa district, whatever the case might be. That's fine, but it's not going to apply in Kalamazoo, Michigan. It's not going to apply in Seattle, Washington. It applies to where you are, and let the court challenges begin. But we're not going to screw up the rest of the country because one guy has made the decision that he's going to look at the law without consideration of what the rest of the country is going through. In this particular case, that's not the situation. But the situation is, I suspect, that there is some bias and some lawfare going on there. Carolyn Leavitt, again, at the press conference she gave last night, it's funny because you can hear that she's breathing kind of heavily. It's as you get to the microphone. She had more to say on that. We'll hear from her coming up.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. It upsets me when innocent people are killed. Really bothers me, especially when I have a pretty good idea of how to stop the senseless slaughter. The answer is simple, especially in America's inner cities. Stop electing Democrats. Most of them are soft on crime and only interested in justice if it has a racial motive behind it. Otherwise, the killings continue. Lock the perps up. No bail. Make them stand trial in front of a fair constitutional judge. Put them away for life without parole for murder. But that will never happen because poverty-stricken city dwellers, dependent on government handouts, will keep putting the party of evil back in office. And cities like Baltimore continue their war on the police, illiteracy in the schools, and race-baiting tactics to keep the citizens divided. We need the Lord, who is no respecter of persons, not the mayor and city council who push the gospel of class warfare. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We were talking about beer last half hour. And Jim in the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton, says, I'm a Miller Lite drinker, to each his own. I will on occasion have a Guinness Stout with a splash of liquid smoke mixed in. I've never tried that.
No.
You know, I'll try anything once. So I'm not a big stout drinker, but I'll give it a try. You know, yeah. Chuck Whitaker says, I'll try anything once as long as somebody else is paying for it. Seems like a perfectly practical approach to life to me. 723, Chuck.
You're taking advantage of me when I'm not listening all the time. Sometimes I put my, just as I'm putting my headphones on, I hear, Chuck Whitaker said, what did they say right before that?
Oh, gosh, I can't recall.
I understand that part.
Yep. Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Sly. Very nice.
I get a little shot in when I can.
That's right.
Southbound I-97, if you're heading towards Annapolis, yeah, it's the normal delay. We had the rain earlier, and the roadway conditions are wet, but it's moving, and I'm looking at the bridge at 178. Can't see it because of the fog, so that's no good. But we know it's there, but the heavy fog is all the way down to the ramp at Route 50 where I-97 comes in. No problems on that ride, but it bunches up right in that area at Route 32. The Bay Bridge itself looks fine. No major problems. Just north of Queenstown, that's a tractor trailer on its side on 301 northbound at Route 304, and the wreck is still there. It's on the shoulder, but just a heads up, inner loop as you're crossing Route 40, some flashing lights over on the right side with the state police in the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Cloudy, muggy through the day, high about 80. Got to be a weird night for a Friday night. Strong showers, storms this evening. Heavy rains, damaging winds, hail, maybe a tornado, and maybe a flood risk. All that's possible tonight, so make sure you keep it here, and we'll keep you posted. Hunt Valley, 66 degrees right now, and Parkville has 62. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A bit more from Carolyn Leavitt last night at the microphone, after she said that what Donald Trump is doing here is he's trying to make sure that we don't get screwed internationally, and we believe he is well within the law to do that. She says this is the national security interest we have.
President Trump correctly believes that America cannot function safely long-term if we are unable to scale advanced domestic manufacturing capacity. However, our own secure critical supply chains and our defense industrial base is dependent on foreign adversaries.
Yeah, we can't do that. We're doing it right now. It's stupid. I mean, it's awesomely stupid. We expose ourselves to intellectual property theft from China. They come over, they implant somebody in some business. They steal their intellectual property, IP theft, as it was called. They go back to China, and they simply reverse engineer it, or they simply say, here's the code. Let's go ahead and build it. And then they manage to underbid American companies on getting a job with our government, and we're basically now chattel to China. It's an insane situation it was to be. We should have no dependence upon them whatsoever for anything. They're not here because they like us. They're here because they think their system is better than ours, and they wish to supplant us. I mean, they're not here buying property next to U.S. military facilities because they think there's a nice cornfield. They're here because there's a strategic objective there. They didn't send a balloon wandering all over the United States over a number of military bases when this feckless guy in Washington, Joe Biden, decided, oh, I'll shoot it down later. I got a nap right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've relied now on these foreign countries, like you said, Bruce, that don't care for us at all. But the problem was we thought that, okay, well, politicians have sold us out to the Chinese for decades, thinking that cheap labor will mean more money in the pockets of Americans. And what it really did was offshore our manufacturing base. Offshore, so many of these jobs were in small towns. You see abandoned factories. You see empty buildings. And it's because of these cheap labor jobs overseas. And what's happened? Well, you've seen more and more dependence on our government from people that were willing to work, but there were no jobs.
Right.
On top of now, we saw the supply, as Marty pointed out, supply chain issues, relying on medicines, chips, semiconductor chips or whatnot, and all these. And then we're relying more on electric cars and electric products that are coming from other countries also.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and of course, yeah, this additional on that particular note, phenomenon where Elon Musk is the bad guy all of a sudden to the Democrats after being their good guy for years because of the production of electric vehicles. And I have real personal hesitations about electric vehicles, mostly because the batteries are an environmental risk. If you're in a car accident with one of those things, they don't call simply the fire department to put out the fire. They have to call a hazmat. And they have to dress in hazmat suits because the chemicals in those massive batteries are very, very bad for you. But a bit more from Caroline Leavitt, if I might. She said that what's happening here over and over again, and we see it, we've talked about it, Nino, judges at every level are usurping presidential authority.
Three judges of the U.S. Court of International Trade disagreed and brazenly abused their judicial power to usurp the authority of President Trump to stop him from carrying out the mandate that the American people gave him. These judges failed to acknowledge that the President of the United States has core foreign affairs powers and authority given to him by Congress to protect the United States economy and national security.
And I guess she's completely 100% right on this. Congress has given the authority, which originally rested with Congress. They have given it to the presidency, not to this presidency, but to past presidencies. So unless they want to withdraw it, and they gave an effort to do it, actually Rand Paul was one of the people who wanted to take it back. Congress said, no, we don't really want this. Yeah, we really don't want this. It's the president. Let him do it. Let him take the heat for this stuff. We don't want it over here.
And Trump pointed that exactly out in his tweet. Basically, he said, you know, what, we're going to go back to Congress. It'll take weeks, maybe even months, as we just let
our country,
if ever, to figure this out while we're being basically abused by these countries with these trade deals.
125% for butter, folks. Think about that. 7:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Nancy Pelosi gave a speech, kind of. You'll hear that coming up in the next half hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 7:30. And time once again for Julie Ryder in news.
Well, good morning. 16-year-old Jalen Prince has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting death of a classmate at Joppa Town High School. Prince was also convicted of several gun charges in the September 2024 killing of 15-year-old Warren Grant in a school bathroom during an argument. Harford County State's Attorney Allison Healy is proud to have given justice to the family of the victim, whose life was taken in a place that's supposed to be safe for children. Prince faces a sentence of life plus 28 years when he's sentenced September 2nd. Maryland has been listed as a sanctuary jurisdiction by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The Trump administration says states are considered sanctuary jurisdictions if they are deliberately and shamefully obstructing the enforcement of federal immigration laws, endangering American communities. Several Maryland locations are on that list, including Anne Arundel, Baltimore, and Howard counties, the city of Annapolis, and Baltimore City. City police are identifying the victim of a deadly stabbing in West Baltimore last week. Brandon Naylor was attacked on May 23rd in the 1800 block of North Woodyer Street and later died at the hospital. Officers responding to the scene found Naylor suffering from multiple stab wounds. There have been 53 homicides in Baltimore so far this year, compared to 69 at this point last year. And public works employees say they can't believe someone left an empty casket by the side of a road in Prince George's County. The county's Department of Public Works and Transportation posted a video yesterday showing employees removing the casket from a street in Upper Marlboro. The post warned county residents that dumping funeral-related items on the roadside is not only messy, but illegal. Coming up next, we'll look at traffic and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
These are last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3, 362, and the pick 4, 4504. And now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There is some slowing at both the Harbor Tunnels. Nothing major, just the slowdowns right around O'Donnell Street on 895, 95, right around the same area, O'Donnell Street to the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp, then into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looking at what appears to be a minor wreck here, if you're coming north on 395 and coming up to towards Camden Yards. A couple of vehicles are on the right shoulder just as you make the merge from 95 northbound and southbound, eventually coming up towards the convention center. So I just want to give you a heads up for that. The wreck is still on the shoulder on the inner loop at Route 40 West. Room to get by, slowing on the Beltway west side, and we're slow on the northeast side beginning before Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a wet and stormy end to the work week. Mostly cloudy and muggy through the remainder of the morning into the afternoon with highs close to 80. But then we are tracking some heavy hitters tonight. That means downpours, damaging wind gusts, hail, brief tornadoes, and flooding will all be a concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 Max 6 Dual Power Tool Combo Kit, now $199. Head to your nearest Lowe's store for big savings on tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Interesting how different the two managers the Birds have had this year have answered the media's questions when it comes to the team's failures with runners in scoring position. Birds are second to last in the league in that category, hitting .207. By the way, the White Sox, tonight's opponent, are last at .206. Here's manager Brandon High, just days before he was fired, on that question addressing runners in scoring position.
Some of these guys got to, you know, it's the big leagues, and you got to be able to make some contact in certain situations. And, you know, we squandered a lot of scoring opportunities, but just not moving the baseball with runners on base.
All right, so that's Brandon Hyde. Then here's interim manager Tony Mancelino answering the same question on back-to-back days. First in Game 2 after the in the Cardinals series when the Birds went 1-for-14. Listen to his answer.
You know, their pitching was good tonight. I mean, you look at the Payante guy and kind of what his fastball was doing and cutting it, sinking it. It had life. It was jumping.
So it was their pitching. And then the next night when the Birds went 3-for-17, Mancelino.
That bullpen that they got, and I think you guys see it, that's a heck of a bullpen.
That bullpen they got. So not about the hitting, but about the other team's pitching. Interesting comparison there. More from the Ravens OTAs and Owings Mills with Tyler Loop now in line to take over kicking duties for Baltimore. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh asked if there was a risk for a Super Bowl contender handing the keys to a rookie kicker.
There's a lot of risks in life, you know. There's a risk you get in your car, you'd be driving home in this rain, you know. I want you to be very careful. It's going to be risky out there on that road.
John? Non-answer. Meanwhile, word out of Cleveland is that rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders has looked extremely sharp Wednesday in practice. Sanders 7-of-9 for 3 touchdowns, all in the red zone, no interceptions for Shedeur Sanders. The gridiron battle between the two biggest universities in the Old Line State will air on Peacock as the Towson University football team will take on Maryland on the NBC Universal Streaming Service at noon on September 13th. It'll be the first time Towson football will be on Peacock. Peacock. Peacock is NBC Universal Streaming Service, which airs several Big Ten Conference games. And finally, after 46 years and 1,346 wins, Johns Hopkins baseball head coach Bob Babb has more victories than any other active head coach in NCAA Division III baseball. And they've come in pretty much every situation except one, and that is a national championship clincher. Well, today at 1:15 p.m., Babb and Johns Hopkins will begin the journey to correct that. The top-seeded Blue Jays open D3 College World Series action against Messiah at Classic Park in Eastlake, Ohio. Babb, who has been at Johns Hopkins since May of 1980, is stepping down at the conclusion of this postseason, so this will be Bob Babb's last chance at the dance. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Riley Gaines clapping back.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You're familiar with Keith Olbermann, the former ESPN and
okay, look, he does sports fine, but he is so out of his depth on this political stuff.
Well, he's out of depth in this one because he's challenged the NCAA All... pardon me, one sec. He's challenged NCAA All-American swimmer Riley Gaines.
Try finding that spark plug down fire tangent again.
I don't know. The older you get, the worse the spark plugs are for some reason.
Right.
He's been having a battle with Riley Gaines, the All-American swimmer on X, and it got personal with him saying that, you know, she ended up fifth in that race against the trans swimmer, not second, but fifth. So four other, I guess, what do you want to call it, you know, born women swimmers she lost to.
Women swimmers. Right? Okay. Just women.
So Riley Gaines clapped back, and she challenged him to a race. Yeah. And she said, look, you covered the NFL, right? If I was the fifth best swimmer, if I was the fifth best player in the NFL, I would be bad?
Yeah, exactly.
She is the fifth best swimmer in the NCAA. Yeah. Regardless of the competition. And so I don't know if he's going to take her up on the race.
She's a world-class swimmer. She also has her brain on straight. This whole, and again, it continues to be a Democrat priority in many states around the country, that we're going to allow men, fully endowed men with the twig of the berries, are going to change the women's locker room in front of the other women, and they're going to compete against the women, and we're going to pretend they're women.
Yes.
Because they have gender dysphoria, and we're going to, instead of saying, I'm sorry, you could pretend to be anything you want to be, but you know, we're going to go by genetics here.
Her argument, very simple, men shouldn't be playing women's sports. Olbermann response, but you're only the fifth best.
Yeah.
What the hell does that have to do with that?
Yeah.
It's philosophical. Just her being a woman gives her the right, a female athlete, I should say.
Just being a human, actually,
yeah.
I would argue.
I agree. But in this case.
You know what I mean? There are no expert qualifications here.
I agree.
You see what you see, folks.
But, you're the fifth best, not the second best. So,
Olbermann's
a
tool.
What do you have to say about this?
Olbermann, he's just a tool. He really is. And this, I would suggest to you that he is actually on the verge of complete irrelevance. And so he's trying to do something.
This is true.
Trying to do something to get his name in the public eye again.
Lack of self-awareness. He's been fired by two broadcast organizations. Hasn't landed anywhere. You're right. This is the only way that
actually, I don't mean to cut you off there, but see some of his videos. He looks unhinged. Like he's just about, I mean, he's really, really just losing it.
Between him and Lawrence O'Donnell, it's hard to figure out which one of them should be admitted first.
Well, at least Lawrence O'Donnell has a job.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Okay?
And he wasn't bad at the old sports.
No, he was great. He was great.
Yeah.
I think it was him and Dan Patrick.
Yeah,
right together. They were terrific.
Yeah. Their chemistry was good. They knew what they were talking about.
Snarky, you know, in the right way.
Yeah.
Everything.
Good media guy in the sense of just understanding the microphone, understanding TV, sports. But his political takes, and then being, I guess, when the Trump derangement has just
he's fully TDS. He really is. All right, thank you, man. We'll check back with you, Tom. The Air Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One more soundbite from Caroline Leavitt from her very, very brief appearance in front of the media following this decision by this three-judge panel to say, we're going to do foreign policy. Thank you very much, Mr. President. And she said, let's be clear. In the view of this administration, and because of what the Constitution says about tariffs and the willingness of Congress to, under law, give those responsibilities in large part to the President of the United States, the courts no longer have a role in this discussion.
The courts should have no role here. There is a troubling and dangerous trend of unelected judges inserting themselves into the presidential decision-making process. America cannot function if President Trump, or any other president for that matter, has their sensitive diplomatic or trade negotiations railroaded by activist judges. These judges are threatening to undermine the credibility of the United States on the world stage.
Yeah, there's always, you know, historically, there's always a question of balance. But it's a three-legged stool. You have the judiciary, you have the legislative, you have the executive. If any one of those three either gets too weak or too strong, the stool is no longer stable. There are changes within parameters, you know. I think of an uneven floor kind of situation. So there are changes within parameters that you can allow, and the stool is still stable. But it would seem to me, from my perspective, that what we're seeing now is the judiciary.
Just like Deb says, what are you, a seventh grader?
Yeah, really?
Kind of.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I am, actually, seventh grader, pretty much. But thanks for weighing in.
Sure.
It's 7:43.
We were just having a nice conversation off air about stuff.
I'm so glad you'd finished up the part that can't be aired.
It was all good.
Oh, okay. It's Chuck Whitaker, always available for us to destroy show flow. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, by the way. So that's coming up. Oh, we just got one. Cool. So, Chuck, traffic and weather and seventh grade news next.
Well, see, that's what I told you. That's what my wife says every night. She said, what are you, a seventh grader? I said, well, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, it's kind of rough to characterize seventh graders that way, but okay.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do? Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Well, the rain went away, and now the contractor has set up the construction northbound 95 at Route 24 to Harford County. So very quickly there, here we are on the beginning of the weekend. Traffic on the interstate at 7:45 in the morning, and they take away one lane on I-95 northbound to do construction when I still don't get it. I'll never get it, but there's a backup there, almost a mile on the northbound side. Beltway has improved. It looks like the wreck up here at Route 40 is still on the shoulder, but they're not looking at it. The traffic coming up from Route 40 is okay. There's a little delay there between Liberty Road and Route 40, and the Parkville side is slow on the outer loop at Harford Road. There is some slowing, but nothing major at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by today. They're at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy, muggy throughout the day, a high about 80 degrees, some rough weather possible overnight tonight. Very strange, but I mean, very severely rough weather, including maybe a tornado, maybe flash floods, maybe damaging winds, maybe hail, maybe a plague of locusts. Who knows what comes next? You can see men's walking sticks turning into snakes. It's strange what's happening here. Pikesville 63 degrees right now, Parkville 65. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and once again, it's time to choose your fake news. We do have a contestant. Keith is in Falston, and he joins us right now. Keith, good morning. How are you, sir? I actually do something like punch him up, don't I? Keith, good morning. How are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Would you like to go first, second, third, fourth, fifth, 17th, 23rd? You choose your place in line, sir.
I will go last, sir.
You got to go last. Okay. Here are your three stories. You know the deal. That you have to name which of the following three stories is fake news. Should you guess it correctly, or know it correctly, more accurately, then we have for you some wonderful swag from our 100th anniversary as a radio station. So you hang on if you win, and we'll get you that information. So here's story number one. for sex party DJs. Yeah, apparently that's a business. That's my first reaction. Oh, that's a job now. For sex party DJs.
That's what you apply.
Yeah, business is banging, so they say.
Damn.
Yeah, this is out in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Orgies are alive and well, apparently.
Okay.
And with the sound of music. The buns are alive with the sound of music. There are people, the party DJs, the sex party DJs, who keep the party humping along, he says carefully. A recent orgy in the East Bay, DJ Jay Maximilian had to politely ask an amorous group to stop using his gear for support. Their physical engagement was jarring his equipment. Story goes on.
You charge him a couple of bucks.
Yes. It's just, okay. Story number two from the U.S. Sun, thus it must be true. A Bigfoot group has hailed a credible new sighting after a dad and his son saw the creature's heavy back and big butt cheeks. Chuck, have you been to the Pacific Northwest recently?
No comment.
Edward,
fake news.
Edward,
we haven't got a bill.
Edward Henry and his son shared their spooky ordeal with Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, or the BFRO, an organization in Akron, Ohio, which investigates and publishes reported sightings. Henry told the Bigfoot Chasers that he and his boy had been out fishing in Monroe County, Michigan, May 18th. All of a sudden, they got the fright of their lives. They had gone out to a fishing spot behind the jail, located near a quarry. And he said, I was bow fishing today with my son. Mm-hmm. We walked down to the creek. About 100 yards into the marsh, a dog scared up something that was bedded there. Trees were shaking. We thought it was a group of deer. Assuming nothing was amiss, they continued toward where the disturbance was. And all of a sudden, he said, I heard rustling in a tree to the left and a huge thud hitting the ground from the trees. Yes, it was a hairy back and big butt cheeks.
Didn't you say Maxine Waters was just out there?
You're mean.
Story
number three. Army veteran turned porn actress has now pled guilty to killing five men in Cuyahoga Valley National Park. Apparently, this Army veteran and porn actress she's become an actress in adult films. She admitted this past week to killing five men in Cuyahoga Valley National Park in a revenge plot. Apparently, none of them had tipped her sufficiently. And when she was dancing at a local club, and Chelsea Perkins, age 35, then shot all five of them in the back of her head after saying, come on, we'll all six of us have a good time together. Weird world. So, story number one. You keep a rocking, and I'll keep a rocking. Whatever. Sex party DJs. Story number two. Oh, my gosh. Look, it's Chuck Whitaker. And story number three. You five guys. Hey, how'd you like a quick bullet? So we're going to go first with Chuck Whitaker.
I'm going to go, just because you had too much fun with it, I'm going to go with two.
Ah, Chuck goes with number two. You're catching me on my words, apparently.
For the first time.
That's right. Jules?
Yeah, I think number three is going to be the fake news.
Number three. Jules goes for number three. Nino.
I saw the front office reimbursement, so I know Chuck's been traveling.
Yeah.
Number two is definitely real. Number one, I think, is probably real. I'm going with three also.
Chuck. On that bandwagon. Or
Sorry, Chuck.
June 20th is going to be so much fun, Chuck.
Wait till I see you on Facebook. I'll fuck you up.
Hey, love you, brother.
I think I'm going to agree. I also say number three.
Number three. And to you, Keith.
I'm going to go with everybody else and say number three.
Ah, okay. So Chuck stands alone on number two.
In the woods with my big butt hanging out.
Yes. No one chose story number one. Actually, this is a real job. You work as a DJ during orgies. Welcome to the cultural depths of the world. Story number two, Chuck chose it. Chuck is wrong. That is a true story.
There we go.
An absolute true story. And no, it was a Coast Guard vet, and she only shot one guy. There you go. Keith, hang on. We'll get
Very
stuff.
Very good.
We'll
get Ready stuff. To go, Keith.
We'll get stuff from you.
I have a quick update before we go.
Quickly, yes.
All right, thank you.
Minor wreck, 895 southbound at the end of the O'Donnell Street ramp at the old Harbor Tunnel. Say heads up.
Good enough, thanks. 751 WCBM.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
It's Baltimore's biggest night for freedom, faith, and the future. Join the Baltimore City Republican Party for the 2025 Lincoln Reagan Douglas Dinner. Friday, June 27th at the Best Western on O'Donnell Street, just off I-95. Hear from national conservative voice Armstrong Williams, author, commentator, and co-owner of the Baltimore Sun. Enjoy an American Legion color guard. Sing God Bless America and start the night off with our exclusive VIP reception. Then the evening kicks off into high gear with dancing and a live DJ. Don't miss Maryland's premier GOP event. Tickets at BaltimoreDinner.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, San Francisco did something so left of center with its schools, even liberals rejected it immediately. Wow, that must have been super stupid.
Here I come to save the day.
Michael Charbonne to talk about to Trump and Canada.
What? Are you crazy?
The great Mary Walter and Tony Kinnett of the Daily Signal. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
I just sent your picture on Messenger. When you get a chance, check it out. You'll
okay,
enjoy it.
I shall.
Show it to Nino. Southbound 895, the wreck is on the shoulder here. It's right at the end of the ramp from O'Donnell Street to go south. So if you're taking that ramp, you're coming on to 895. A little bit of a tight squeeze right there. And then we're going to back up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. After that, we're good to go into the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy and muggy, and yes, I just saw the image. High around 80 degrees. I'll post this, actually. This evening, heavy rains, damaging winds, hail, even a tornado, and a flash flood is possible this evening. So, weird night ahead of us, and then tomorrow, not a bad weekend at all. Right now, you're taking a look at moderately nice temperatures outside. It's going to be 80 during the day, though. 65 in Ocean City if you're heading over. And Parkville currently also 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, it happened again. Nancy Pelosi gave a speech.
Elvis Presley is alive.
She's drunk and evil.
Nancy the Nipper, she's ruthless and sly. With her dentures rattling and a gleam in her eye. She kicked Joe out with her old friend Chuck. Nancy the Nipper, she don't give a f-
Well, Nancy decided to show up and give a speech. This is on the floor of the House while she was recognizing someone standing beside her who was getting an award. They may have had a martini or tea before they actually got there because she sounded less than 100%.
The special order is... Thank you. Doctor, colleague, physician. Now, that's what looks people who need it most, and giving it to those who need it less. The bill. This is shameful, and it is a fraud, and it's a shame. Veterans, seniors, the disabled, children, and working families without health care funds. She has a tracheostomy. What do you say? How do you say this? Tracheostomy?
Tracheostomy.
When Trump was president before, oh, I said his name, and the Republicans were in power.
Yeah. Thanks, Nancy. You might want to give the speech first and then start drinking, just as a pro tip for you. Wow. Her eyes were bleary, and it was, look, I'm sorry. If she has an issue, she has an issue. But that is just personal embarrassment. That really is.
I think it's just as bad. Who knows if she's been hitting the bottle, but the sad part of all this is this country. The people of San Francisco, they continue to put her back in. And to her credit, she's 85 years old. I mean,
yeah.
That's not a spring chicken. But what's really the interesting, or the key point here, that woman was the United States Speaker of the House 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Only 2 years ago. And I'll make a point about, I know you got some audio
to
Maxine Waters, that I'll get to when that time comes. But the point is, these are individuals clearly above the age that they should be to be in those positions of power, and yet they are holding in Washington, D.C., the cards to how 300 plus million of us are going to live significant aspects of our lives when it comes to our taxes, whether it's foreign wars, you name it. And that right there, 2 years ago, Speaker of the United States House.
Well, I tell you, though, the solution that's proposed, I don't like. I do not like the idea of term limits for Congress, because it then means that the staffs will be running the show.
Yeah, what I mean is, why somebody like that keeps getting reelected. What I also mean is the people in the Congress that have been elected that decide to put her up there. I mean, I understand.
Here's an idea. Maybe they should, instead of the way they're doing it now in most of the states, or almost all the states, I believe, maybe instead what we should say is, you know what? Let's have congressional districts that are contiguous and that make sense. Because if you take a look, state after state after state, the only one that I can think of offhand would be Delaware, where this is not an issue, because they only have one congressman.
In terms of pure politics, so I will give, and I am no fan of Nancy Pelosi, to her credit, she ruled with an iron fist as a Democrat. She didn't have these mix-ups until she got to the very end of her career.
Right.
But she held them in line. She had some of the most radical legislation that Democrats love, liberals in this country love. She got it through. And for her to use the smarts and the money in order to buy the votes to keep her leadership, it's brilliant politics. Republicans could have been doing that over the years with the likes of Boehner and Ryan.
They allowed
Democrats to run roughshod while they were in charge. And hope that Speaker Johnson and some of the Republicans are stronger going forward. We'll see. I do not like Nancy Pelosi. She has no business being in Congress anymore. But over her years, she was a strong, effective liberal Democrat leader.
Well, yeah,
not
she was.
Looking at it clinically,
she was good for her point of view.
But terrible.
I don't like her point of view very much.
Yes, and it was terrible.
But the way to solve this is to not have 50 states where they're all gerrymandered seats. More on that coming up. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As the court fight over President Trump's tariffs continues, the administration pleading with the highest court in the land to rule on the matter once and for all. White House reaction to a federal trade court's ruling that blocked most of the tariffs.
The administration has already filed an emergency motion for a stay pending appeal and an immediate administrative stay to strike down this egregious decision. But ultimately, the Supreme Court must put an end to this for the sake of our Constitution and our country.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, a federal appeals court is allowing those tariffs to stay in place as a legal fight works its way through the courts. President Trump shares a limelight with Elon Musk today. Mr. Trump holds a news conference with his Doge chief. This is Musk's final day as head of the Department of Government Efficiency. Wouldn't you love to have been a fly on the wall at this sit-down? A closed-door meeting between the president and Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The two men discussed the economy, but not Powell's outlook for interest rates. The Fed said Powell told the president that the central bank would make decisions about the short-term interest rate it controls based solely on careful, objective, and non-political analysis. According to the White House, Donald Trump expressed his view that the Fed is making a mistake by not lowering interest rates. Greg Clugston, Washington.
$50,000 for fugitive, the reward for the capture of two inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail earlier this month. Eight others have since been taken into custody.
Multiple individuals who aided these fugitives after their escape have been arrested. I want to be clear. Anyone who chooses to help the remaining fugitives in any way will be arrested and prosecuted.
Louisiana State Police Colonel Robert Hodges on WVUE-TV. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures modestly lower. The Dow futures are down 13 points. NASDAQ futures off 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so 895 southbound, that accident is still there near the O'Donnell Street ramp, right at the end of that ramp. So the ramp itself is open, but it's a tight squeeze if you're coming on at O'Donnell Street and then going south onto 895. So we're a little bit backed up here as you're coming south from Erdman Avenue because they're looking at it, so you need to be prepared for that. At the Fort McHenry Tunnel, if you're coming north this morning, normally not any problems there, but this time northbound, left tube, right lane, there's a broken down vehicle. It's going to be a little bit slow coming up into the tunnel from 395. If you can get to the right tunnel northbound, you'll make a little better time through there. It's a single lane right now in the left tube northbound. They're doing that construction again today, slowing us up in Harford County, northbound I-95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a wet and stormy end to the work week. Mostly cloudy and muggy through the remainder of the morning into the afternoon with highs close to 80. But then we are tracking some heavy hitters tonight. That means downpours, damaging wind gusts, hail, brief tornadoes, and flooding will all be a concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An investigation is underway after someone broke into the Maryland Department of Health headquarters building at the State Center in Baltimore. A local news outlet says workers received a memo saying some desks had been searched and they were to report any missing items to their supervisors. The state's Department of General Services says the break-in at the building on West Preston Street happened last Thursday. Police are actively investigating. Additional security measures are also being implemented to ensure the safety of employees. Maryland Transportation Authority police have released photos of the tractor-trailer that fled the scene of a crash on westbound Route 50 in Queen Anne's County. The four-vehicle accident happened shortly after 6:30 Monday evening, with one victim flown to a hospital with serious injuries. According to investigators, that tractor-trailer seen in the photos struck one of the vehicles involved in the crash, but failed to stop and continued over the bridge. The MDTA is asking anyone with information on the tractor-trailer or the driver to call police. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking working throughout the hospital during the day. I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Weather permitting, it'll be the Birds and White Sox tonight at 7:05. Both teams are cellar dwellers. Zach Eflin to the hill for Baltimore, trying to figure out why he's been pitching batting practice of late.
But at the end of the day, like, you know, I'm paid to stay in the game as long as I can. I'm paid to be competitive every single pitch until the ball's taken away from me. You know, so it's just got to flush and move on.
Seven homers allowed by Eflin in his last two starts, 10 1/3 innings pitched. NBA Eastern Conference Finals last night, Game 5 in New York, and it went to the Knickerbockers.
Under 3 to play in the third, Brunson with a 3,
and the foul. And the foul.
29 for Jalen Brunson.
Kevin Harlan with the call on TNT. Brunson finishes with 32, and New York forces Game 6 in Indiana tomorrow night. 111-94 was the final. NHL Western Final, all Edmonton all the time.
Edmonton smelling blood here early on. It's out in front for Trent Frederick. Now it's Skinner, and he scores. Oh, my goodness.
Sean McDonough with the call on ESPN. 3 goals in the first 8 minutes of the game, and there was no joy in Dallas last night. 6-3 Oilers. They meet the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final for the second straight year. Coming up in 30 minutes, the streak begins. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3, Friday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is off this morning, and Bruce Elliott, we have been here all week, started at 6 o'clock in the morning. Julie Reiter, you know, has been here all but one day, where he eventually came out of the office wearing a really nice business suit. Looking very snappy, Jules, I'll tell you. You know, right now, I'm wearing cowboy boots and jeans and an old Texaco shirt, and so it's, by comparison, I felt sartorially inadequate. Let's put it that way. Which is fine by me. I like it. You know, more ground to cover between now and 9 o'clock this morning, 9:05 this morning, right after the 9 o'clock news, of course, Kim Klasick Live. We hope Kim stops in to visit with us around 8:55 for a couple minutes. And then, of course, she rocks from around 9:05 all the way straight through. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is bizarre. Remember, we used to have a lieutenant governor in this state. I remember at the time, I was sitting down a couple of times and having drinks with the guy. The guy seemed real nice. I seemed to be a moderate conservative, interesting point of view. I remember there was an event that he spoke, I think, over in the Dundalk area, maybe mistaken about where they brought in some union workers from out of town who threw Oreos at him because he happens to be African-American. And he was running as a Republican. His name, Michael Steele. Well, Michael eventually became the, I think he headed the RNC for a while after his term in office and after the second run that both Bob Rook and he had that was unsuccessful. But now he's over at MSNBC. And maybe there's something in the water there, because there's no way in hell you'd ever characterize Michael Steele now as a moderate conservative, as a conservative, as anything other than a fairly run-of-the-mill leftist. Now, it could just be he's got a good gig, and he likes what he's doing, you know, and it's, look, it's easy work. You show up, You get a miracle steal. You know, you have cred behind you because of the jobs you've had, and you can spot off for a while. But some of the crap this guy is now saying, just I'm astounded. I truly am astounded. I'm talking about the Kilmer Garcia thing. The guy's now in El Salvador. He is, of course, a citizen of El Salvador. He did, of course, break laws while here. He broke laws while coming into this country. He was told to be deported by two different judges, one of whom bought the idea that he couldn't go back to El Salvador because members of an opposing gang would do him harm, all the while he was denying being in a gang. You know, no internal logic there. It doesn't matter. Didn't need it. Who needs internal logic? All you have to do is have a judge who'll miss that one detail. And so I said, yeah, well, as long as you're at risk, we can't send you back to El Salvador. So they didn't. He stayed here because of that. That other gang no longer exists, nor has it for some time. So this president said, guess what, Mr. Garcia, you're going home. There's no particular reason now for you to hang around here anymore. You have overextended your visit. You shouldn't be here. And we would like you to please leave our country. And poof, guess what? You're in El Salvador, and they want you in prison because you've misbehaved rather badly down there as well. If you simply repatriate yourself to your native country, you don't get tossed into the prison. If you've broken a law in that country, chances are you will. I mean, he was wanted for a couple of serious crimes down there, so they tossed him into the prison. Wait until you hear Michael Steele now characterizes this whole dynamic. You know, I just sat back and I had to look at the soundbite a couple, three times because I could not flipping believe the way that he was describing that series of events. And he was on with Glenn Ivey, our very own Glenn Ivey from here in the state of Maryland.
Maryland Jim.
You know, who actually went even further in his description of what happened to those poor, innocent Venezuelans who were here under temporary protective status.
I can't wait to hear this Michael
Steele clip. To go ahead.
This is going to be good.
It will be fascinating. Hang in for that. 813 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM traffic. We're on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is where the slowing is right now as a broken down vehicle was there in the right lane. May have just cleared it. I see some traffic now going into the right lane. So we backed up a little bit there towards Key Highway and coming north from Camden Yards. The right tube was open the whole time. But yeah, now it looks like all the lanes are open again in the left tube. So good news there. That'll clear out pretty quickly. Wasn't bad at all. Most of the accident vehicles are gone. One vehicle still on the shoulder. It's a white truck off to the right side. Now the backup is gone because the police car is gone. 895 southbound at O'Donnell Street. And again, that should start to clear out. Big pain in the neck to do this construction during rush hour. And if you're going north into Harford County, you're slow northbound at Route 24. We're losing a lane on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Yeah, I know I'm slow, Chuck. I rode this short bus to school, but we're doing the best we can here. Cloudy, muggy.
It is free helmet Friday.
That's right. How special. Muggy through the day. High about 80. Strong showers and storms this evening. Heavy rain. Damaging winds. Hail. Even tornado and flood risk possible tonight. What a beautiful day ahead and what a strange night we have going into what I hope is a pretty calm weekend. Right now, temperatures are handleable. Ocean City, 65 degrees. Hunt Valley, 66. And Middle River, currently 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now to find out which lefty has completely lost it, or in this case, it's which lefty is perfectly willing to lie through her teeth, as long as we presume those are actually her teeth. It's time for the Democrat clown car. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, let's head to the circus because that's where we find the loons. It is time for us to head to the big top. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps one Elizabeth Warren. Here's the background, folks. When she was running for Senate to be Senator Elizabeth Warren, she took all kinds of lobbyist money. She was happy about it. All the politicians take lobbyist money. It's no big deal. But once she became a senator, guess what? Ancient history doesn't matter. For her, recent history didn't matter.
I don't take contributions from big pharma executives. I don't take any corporate PAC money. And you and your allies already know that.
Yeah, you and your allies already know that. Actually, what we're pretty sure of, ma'am, is that FEC filings and lobbying disclosure reports show that you accepted at least $100,000 in 2012 and 2018 from those organizations and those lobbyists. And that's a tiny fraction of the money you raised during those campaigns. I'm quite sure if they look further, they'll find more. But apparently, as long as you can stay with a straight face, there's going to be a fair percentage of the sheeple who will say, oh, wow, that's right, Senator, and thank you for being so honest for all of time. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't I take a class on from Indian culture from you way back when? I must have been somebody else. I think it's a woman similar to you named Liawatha. Liz, please get back in the cloud car and get yourself out of here. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Okay, now let's start this conversation.
Oh, I had real quick. I thought the Democrat clown car would probably be Michael Steele. But
I wanted him to be a standalone. Yeah,
Elizabeth Warren. I just want to say. I mean, listen, I'm in politics, U.S. Senate level. Millions of dollars raised.
Yes.
Politicians do not know every single dollar. She's a flat-out liar, and she says something like that to sound good. There is no. She could just be honest. Listen, I raised $8 million, $9 million. I'm not sure where all of it came from. If it came from some of these PACs, I'll look, maybe give it back. Yep. Or just not say it at all. But she sits there and just flat-out lies on something that really a lot of people don't care about as much as she likes you to believe. But she wants to use it as a political point, and she's just full of it. Why make the point that you're when you're it's really you're making a lie to try to be the point?
Okay, Nina, this is a woman who contended after the DNA tests came back showing that she had like one in 11,000th Native American in her, that she's Native American. Her meemaw said that she had high cheekbones, thus she must be Cherokee, or some such crap.
Just such dishonest. And then she tried to play all as fools and act like she's this regular old woman. She goes, look, my husband, let me grab a beer.
I think
you're
I'll
in your
have
kitchen.
A beer.
Why are we shocked that your husband's walking by? I mean, and grab a beer. Like,
hi, honey, would you like a beer?
He's like, well, oh, look, what are you doing here? I don't know.
Oh, gosh. How did you get... I gave you a key, didn't I, to our own house? It was such a shock for all of us.
Fake and phony.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
I have trouble believing that, you know.
Gosh, these people.
Joining me right now, Vinny Steele from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, good Friday morning to you.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Hey, listen, do you think that any of the data released this week, Vinny, is going to have an impact on the real estate market this year?
You know, Bruce, for the first time since November, consumer sentiment seems to be improving. The Consumer Confidence Index for May hit its highest monthly increase in 4 years. And this is what we predicted about a month ago or so on one of our calls. We had said that once the dust begins to settle, that consumers are going to feel less pessimistic, a little bit less anxious, and are going to be out starting to look at homes again.
And that's great news. You mentioned a couple of weeks ago that you were watching the trend of new mortgage originations. Where are they?
Yeah, Bruce, you know, and that's something that's a key indicator that we monitor. And we have noticed that mortgage originations are continuing to rise week over week.
Okay, well, what does this mean for sellers who are thinking about selling this late spring and summer?
You know, Bruce, you know, what it means is that the, you know, as the economic dust continues to settle, more and more buyers are going to be ready to make a move. But it's important for sellers to understand that, yes, you know, while there are going to be more buyers in the marketplace, there's also going to be more sellers. So preparation is going to be the key in order to maximize how much money they get and how quickly their home is going to sell.
Well, I would also think that marketing at this point with this kind of market change is very important. If you have an agent that's putting you on the MLS, making an ad on our Facebook, and then throwing a sign in the ground, you may be at a rather significant disadvantage with that extra competition.
Yeah, Bruce, I agree. You could have a great home, but if you're not marketing it effectively, you could be missing out on your target audience. We are just one of a handful of companies in the entire Mid-Atlantic region that offers Zillow Showcase, which gets homes 80% more views, likes, and saves. They also appear at the top of the competition, you know, in search results, and the average home sells for 2% more money. So if you'd like your home to be showcased on the number one home search website, call or text me today. We have limited space. You can reach me at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Vinny Steele, thank you so very much. Always appreciate the conversation and your expertise. Vinny Steele, not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Called the only agent that I would trust to sell my home, folks, and that's Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, it's 821. All right, Michael Steele. I'm giving you a long enough preamble of this guy. Here's what he had to say over at MSNBC in his opining about what's happened to Kilmer Garcia. Just brace yourself for this.
How is this different from when Putin grabs a journalist or some, you know, rogue group in the Middle East grabs an American and we're sitting here fighting to try to get them back? Our own government did this.
Mm-hmm.
Our own government snatched him up and put him in harm's way and now refuses to do what it must do and should do to get him back home.
Are you kidding me? So a guy who had been through judicial review twice, been told to leave the country twice, only put on stay because he, as a gang member, felt a risk from a rival gang. Somehow, that's the equivalent of Putin snatching up a news person or, you know, stabbing in the back with a needle or something like that and tossing him off the top floor. That's the equivalent? I mean, what the hell is going on in your brain? How could you possibly characterize it in that fashion?
I can't help because I want to make a well. I guess
yeah.
I have to
hold
get
on
some
for
comments
a second.
On
yeah,
Michael
please.
Steele.
823 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More from Michael Steele and of course from Nino and me coming up. Right now though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so both the tunnels did recover from some earlier problems. The broken down vehicles and the left tube northbound gone, and that's back to normal. The accident southbound 895 at O'Donnell Street also a non-factor. Now that backup has also cleared. Some slowing was left over on the Beltway trying to get better, and in the meantime, a few brake lights here and there. The construction area is still the problem on I-95 northbound in Harford County, losing a lane there at Route 24, and we're just getting a report. We'll check on this. There may be a wreck on the BW Parkway southbound near the ramp at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy, muggy throughout the day, high about 80 degrees, strong showers and storms. The sun's going to get, well, if you're just the first time to this forecast, sit down for this one. Heavy rains, damaging winds, hail, maybe a tornado, maybe flash flood, all that tonight. And that's I'm not making that up. That's right here in the Channel 45 forecast, so be aware of that. Right now, Randallstown has 62 degrees, Middle River 65. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Nino, your point.
So, Bruce, I have to make 2 points, one with Michael Steele and then what the content of what he's saying. But Michael Steele presents himself on MSNBC as the Republican voice. That's very important in this discussion. And I think one of the most important parts is to never associate Michael Steele with anything Republican, the Republican Party or conservative. And he may on MSNBC claim that label, but the fact is, I want to go back to this. He was probably the worst party chair we've ever had. This was a guy who was thrown out after only 2 years as the RNC chair. He was the first RNC chair to be defeated in his reelection. He left the RNC in $24 million in debt. Several thousand dollars under his watch were spent at sex theme parties. And he was widely regarded to many inside Republicans as the worst ever. So, he has every right as a paid
commentator
to say whatever he wants.
Sure.
But we should never, anybody listening to this audience, allow it to be portrayed as the Republican point of view. And that's the thing. He goes on MSNBC as the former chair of the Republican Party, masquerading as a Republican voice when he is so far from number one. And the content, number two, of what he's saying. If Michael Steele or MSNBC support having an MS-13 gang member, human trafficker, wife beater, illegal alien in this country. They can pay for them and house them maybe in their basement.
You got a guest room sport? Put them up there.
This idea of comparing Kilmar Abrego Garcia to a free country like ours, just bagging up journalists and just hiding them in basements or throwing them in prisons.
Or Hamas taking hostages.
Hamas taking hostages. It is so beyond the pale. It's outrageous. And then Chris Van Hollen, Glenn Ivey, Representative Ivey, those guys who represent a state and districts with very serious problems, willing to push all that aside to go to a foreign country for photo ops on behalf, again, of an illegal alien, MS-13 member, gangbanger, human trafficking, wife-beating gang member. And while they push aside what's going on in this state, it's just unbelievable. But then again, this is the Democrat Party in 2025.
And
it's not the Republican Party. We may not be perfect, but for him speaking...
But we're not crazy.
We're not crazy.
Look, I had a conversation online with an acquaintance of mine about when this story originally broke about Garcia being a wife beater. And this is incredible. We saw the bruises. She filed the reports. And I said, look, if you want to have this guy hang out with you, then keep him in your neighborhood. I don't care where this guy goes. Just not here. And it was, that's never been proven. That's never been established. He never did something like that. And you could be accused of the same thing just because somebody wants to get even with you for something. I said, no, actually, I couldn't.
Yes, they're acting like they're just rounding up American citizens and throwing them out because they don't like their political point of view. This isn't politics. This is what, and even El Salvador, the president, described this guy's a terrorist. Why would we just help them, get him back into the country?
When asked if he was going to return him, first of all, the president of El Salvador, he is home. This is El Salvador. He is an El Salvadoran. Secondly, the guy is a bad guy. Why would we think the United States would want to take him back? Now, the judges came down. You have to facilitate the return, but without defining what facilitate means.
And it's funny because they were like a Maryland man, Maryland constituent.
Was that a Maryland man?
I want them the hell out of Maryland as a public official.
I don't want him as a Maryland man. I want him as an illegal alien who happened to reside here, who while he was here beat his wife.
Oh, of course. And
drove around with illegal aliens, smuggling them from one place to another.
And Michael Steele was the former Maryland lieutenant governor. Chris Van Hollen's our state's and our U.S. senator. Ivey's a U.S. rep, and they want this guy back. They want a guy who beat his wife, who trafficked illegal aliens, and who was an MS-13. They are going to a foreign country to bring them back into our communities. It's shocking.
Yeah, shocking, and it's shameful as well.
Shameful.
The idea, and again, this is part of the Democrat NIMBY thing. They want him back, but not in my backyard.
Yeah, well.
Right? And my solution truly is for all these dudes and dudettes, if this is what you want, fine. Yeah. If you really like Section 8 housing, fine. Next door to your home, please.
They changed that narrative real quick from Kilmar to due process, because they found out how bad this guy is. But
and the guy's had due process,
Eno. He's
had it.
Yeah.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. If you're having difficulty with your hearing, if maybe it's not you, maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your mom, your dad, brother, sister, maybe it's one of your children, you got to see Audiology Associates. If you're losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, how about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning? Or maybe your favorite song or conversation with old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland for over 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. It's 8:30 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, news, Julie Ryder.
Good morning. These news headlines brought to you by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed. Mayor Brandon Scott has released a statement after the U.S. Department of Homeland Security listed Baltimore City as a sanctuary jurisdiction in violation of federal immigration laws. The mayor says, to be clear, Baltimore is not a sanctuary city because it does not have jurisdiction over its jails. He says the city follows its limited obligations as defined under federal immigration law. The mayor said Baltimore makes no apologies, however, for being a welcoming city. That is better because of its immigrant neighbors, and it's not about to sell them out to the administration. Mayor Scott says Baltimore remains committed to protecting the rights, dignity, and well-being of all our residents, and the city is exploring all options to protect its immigrant neighbors. 16-year-old Jalen Prince has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting death of a classmate at Joppa Town High. Prince was also convicted of several gun charges in the September 2024 killing of 15-year-old Warren Grant in a school bathroom during an argument. Harford County State's Attorney Allison Healy said she's proud to have given justice to the family of the victim, whose life was taken in a place that's supposed to be safe for children. Prince faces a sentence of life plus 28 years when he's sentenced on September 2nd. Maryland Congressman Kwesi Mfume is hoping to get a leadership position in the U.S. House of Representatives. Mfume announced on Thursday that he's pursuing the role of ranking member of the U.S. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Citing the previous office holders, the late Representative Jerry Connolly and the late Representative Elijah Cummings, Mfume touted his own lifetime of public service. He says he has the wisdom and experience to be ready on day one. Coming up, we take a look at traffic, plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. Here's a question for you, Vinny. What would you say the number one most important thing is for sellers thinking of selling this spring and summer?
Hey, Sean, sellers want the most money and close within their time frame, but all that revolves around certainty. Sellers today do not have the time or patience to deal with not knowing how much money they're going to get once the house is sold or how long it's going to take.
I think that's what makes you guys so unique. In this market, you provide upfront guarantees to take the guesswork out of selling the home.
You've got it, Sean. If I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it myself at a price and time frame we agree on.
It doesn't get any better than that. So, if you're thinking about selling and would like an upfront written guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, Vinny will buy it, call or text Vinny today. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 or visit VinnyStio.com and start packing.
These are the lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 362 and the pick 4 was 4504. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There's still some slowing on the Beltway, but it's the usual areas. Hartford Road to Providence Road, the interloop through Pikesville from just about Reisterstown Road, Park Heights Avenue, over through the ramps at the JFX. The west side now starting to loosen up. It's going to be a little busy between I-70 and Route 40, but the backup that was up around Liberty Road and through there, that's already gone. Getting much better now, working our way down towards Frederick Road, and the sun is out. The roadway conditions are dry. Some earlier problems clear at both the harbor tunnels. JFX is okay. I looked down on the BWD Parkway. I didn't find any accident. I'm not seeing any slowing south of Route 100, but you might have a couple of vehicles on the shoulder southbound near Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a wet and stormy end to the work week. Mostly cloudy and muggy through the remainder of the morning into the afternoon with highs close to 80. But then we are tracking some heavy hitters tonight. That means downpours, damaging wind gusts, hail, brief tornadoes, and flooding will all be a concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wondering what a personal message with your credit card number has in common with way too many pictures of your dog? Well, they're both private. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Pay attention to the forecast tonight, as you just heard, if you're thinking of heading to Camden Yards. Rain chances of 75% downtown, potential thunderstorms and hail as well. The Birds scheduled to host the White Sox at least at this point, with Zach Eflin trying to straighten himself out at 7:05 tonight. Elsewhere in baseball tonight, the start of a big three-game set in Los Angeles. Dodgers and Yankees square off for the first time since L.A. brutalized surprised the Yanks in last year's World Series and then mocked them afterwards. Ravens concluded their OTAs for the week yesterday. They'll pick back up on Tuesday. Tight end Mark Andrews at the mic on his assessment of the 2025 team.
This team is incredibly stacked with incredible players. We have a lot of healthy competition going all around, which makes us better, drives us to be better, and this is going to be a dangerous team. I think that we keep our head down, we keep working, stay humble, follow God. And
NASCAR this weekend, Cup Series, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck will be at Nashville Super Speedway. Craftsman Truck Series today with practice, qualifying, and a 150-lap race. Xfinity Series and Cup Series will have practice and qualifying on Saturday, followed by an Xfinity race, and then, of course, the Cup Series will race on Sunday. Meanwhile, according to The Athletic, NASCAR co-owner and CEO Jim France has scrapped a deal that would have funded a car in an upcoming Cup Series race after reporters started asking questions about the arrangement, which would present an obvious ethical dilemma. Owning a series in a team car is not wholly unheard of. See the Penske Dynasty debacle in IndyCar, which has come under heavy criticism. French Open this afternoon. Tennis in the third round. Francis Tiafoe and Carlos Alcaraz will be in action on the men's side. On the women's side, the world's number one player, Aryna Sabalenka, and Iga Swiatek also will take the court. And finally, yesterday was the 23rd birthday of Pirates pitching phenom Paul Skeens. That's important because it is the right time to take stock of his ridiculous big league career so far. Through 35 starts and 208 innings pitched, Skeens' career earned run average is 203, which is the second lowest mark for any pitcher before turning 23 in Major League Baseball history since earned runs became an official statistic in 1913. The only pitcher above Skeens on the list is two-time World Series champion Dutch Leonard, who was born in 1892, and the pitcher right behind Skeens was a guy that you may have heard of. His name is Babe Ruth. The time now is 8:37. When we return, it's on this date in Major League history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
So this happened 43 years ago, guys. On this day in Major League Baseball history, May 30th, 1982.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any clues? Any idea what could have happened on this day 43 years ago?
It was Amish Day.
No, it wasn't Amish Day.
It was Namaste.
No, neither one.
Well, I'll give up then.
A young man by the name of Cal Ripken Jr. of the Baltimore Orioles began his Major League record consecutive games played streak.
It was an awesome day.
By starting at third base. That was his position for the first 27 games of his career before Earl moved him over. He batted eighth. The opponent was the Toronto Blue Jays. And Cal would go on to add an additional 2,631 more games before he finally sat down, and that is a record, guys, that I'm sure everyone at this table will agree will never, ever be broken.
I really just can't believe the man stood the entire time either. He didn't sit down until after that. I mean, that's what
Jerry
said.
You don't usually sit down at short. You can do that in right field from time to time, but not at
short. I used to nap in right field. When I was a little kid playing, I mean, I sucked so bad.
You used to pick the weeds out there in right field.
I was out there just kind of in my own little world. Ball would fall 3 feet from me. Get the ball. Who has the ball?
And you know, Nino, it's actually interesting because we were talking yesterday about memories when you were a kid in baseball, and you were just saying yesterday how one of your greatest memories was 21-31, and then here we are the day before the streak started.
And you're right. Records are meant to be broken, but not in that one. Because, athletes are...
It's just not the way the game is played today.
It's not played. Too much money. They don't want to risk it. Managers don't want to risk it. PR, all that stuff. And I mean, it's every sport. I see it with the U.S. national guys. They're a soccer player. They're all yelling he won't play for the country because his European team's paying him.
Exactly.
It's never will that record be broken.
So you know what's interesting? Like, I think the 56-game hitting streak by Joe DiMaggio will probably also never be broken, but I can see it being broken.
Yes, yeah, okay. I could too.
So here's the thing. Records that have numbers with them, like most home runs, most games hit in, those could be broken. But longevity records? Mm-hmm.
like 26-32? Was it 18 years in a row? No way.
No.
No way.
Now, the record that should be broken, I think, would be the first record that that Pee Wee Herman put out. I think it was a terrible record.
I'm not familiar with that record.
It was horrible.
Wait, is this more work for me now?
I think it's more work for you.
Okay. I better get to it.
Okay, thanks. 840 right now. Talk Radio.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Yeah. Talk Radio 680 WCB. More from Michael Steele. The once Republican, now way lefty, over at MSNBC, talking about the reaction of those of us, this I find particularly irksome, the reaction of those of us who think, yeah, it's really about time that the law was actually enforced in this country. That's a swell thing. And we're happy about that. We're happy to see that there's an administration who's saying, we're going to get the violent legal aliens and get them the hell out of here. This is not something we're going to be shy about. We're happy about it. But for Michael Steele, being pleased that the law is being enforced has a very different connotation.
They say it with such ugly smugness. They say with such disdain for the humanity of the individual, oh, yeah, we've just shipped them off. And then you've got these perp people applauding it.
Yeah.
And saying yes. It's okay to do that until
yes.
They come for you.
They're not coming for me because I'm not a wife beater, because I don't shuttle illegals around the country.
You're not an illegal.
You know, I'm not an illegal. I was born here.
You're not an MS-13 last time I checked. I like your tattoos, Bruce.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's the knuckles, the tattoos to say love and hate on whatever they is. No, for heaven's sake, this is such flights of fantasy. They're coming for you.
You next.
You know, it's just, okay, that analogy is used a lot, and I understand it, and it does have meaning. And it came out of World War II, you know, when they came for the trade unionists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A Lutheran minister, it seems to be, said it way back then. But it doesn't apply here, Michael. It just does not apply. They're not coming for you. They're coming for people who have broken the law. Because if you believe his logic, that can be said about any circumstance in which there is somebody who has broken the law. You go rob a bank, they're coming for you. Well, it's fine to go after the bank robbers until they're coming for you. No, it's fine to go after the bank robbers. Period.
Michael Steele laughing his way to the bank on this. I mean, he paid a lot of money. Just don't masquerade as Republican or conservative, like I said. But the fact is, you have a nation that for decades has been just neglected by our representatives to secure our border and to do something about this problem with the legal aliens. The legal aliens have become not only more prevalent throughout the country, but here, most importantly to me as a representative in the state of Maryland, in our state, in our communities now, mind you, Baltimore County is not immune to the illegal alien problem, especially the MS-13 problem.
Right, right.
Look at the illegal alien problem in Harford County. Could you have imagined years ago reading about a Rachel Morin case murdered and raped on a mom pod
trail. I care about
Kayla
her
Hamilton.
Morality.
Yes, I don't care about Kilmar or Garcia, the MS-13 wife-beating, human trafficker, illegal alien. I care about the Maryland citizens, the American citizen, and here he is
and
trying to
humanity.
Make the comparison of us wanting to get rid of them to us coming for you next, implying we're some type of World War II Hitler locking up Jews.
Well, the word that comes to my mind is unctuous. I don't know if the word applies here. It's just a word that came to my mind, by the way. It's just 843.
I'll make another problem.
Thanks. We'll just check on that for me. 843. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Unctuous Johnson.
I just did the same thing. And then when I wrote it down, I went, what the hell is he talking about?
I know. It's just the word that came to mind.
Okay, well, put it back where it was.
I'll substitute asparagus instead.
Yeah, very good. Okay,
thanks.
Look at that picture for a while. See
okay.
Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Construction. They do construction during drive time on the interstate on 95. So they knock down one lane, apparently the left-hand lane, 76-mile marker northbound, and the traffic just plods along for about a mile or so trying to get up towards Delaware. All this traffic on a weekend, on a Friday, big storms coming later, and folks just trying to get through, and they do construction right in the middle of the morning. You figure. JFX looks fine. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Still some slowing on the Beltway. Nothing near really major. Parkville side, Interloop through Greenspring, and the west side right around I-70 down to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Mostly cloudy, muggy through the day, high 80. Tonight, very weird. Strong showers, storms possible, heavy rains, damaging winds, hail possible. Possibly a tornado, possibly a flood. flood risks, so make sure that you keep it here, and we'll keep you filled in to make sure that you don't go awry. Middle River right now, 65 degrees. Hunt Valley is 66. On Talk Radio, excuse me, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Yes, it was bound to happen. Email in from Michael. They should have come for Bruce a long time ago. They did, actually, Michael. They tossed me back. It was something out of the weight limit. You know, what you going to do?
I want to make a similar point that ties in about the illegal alien. Yes. Julie did the report here on Brandon Scott, right?
Yep.
Brandon Scott, after this Homeland Security report, sits there and says, oh, no, we're not a sanctuary city. We're a welcoming city. A welcoming city for illegal aliens.
Yep.
You're welcoming in illegal aliens. Some real nominal distinction there from Brandon Scott here. And Michael Steele, on the same wavelength, basically says to guys like us, you know, we should be just A-OK with cities in this country, cities in this state, just allowing in these people. And then when they commit all these crimes, we don't want them in the first place, right, but we want them gone. It's because we're no different than brown shirts and the Nazis, and we're coming from you next. It is the most ridiculous comparison that you could come up with. But
now, you're familiar with something called temporary protective status?
Yes.
It's part of one of the many programs under which people end up in this country. There are, or have been in this country, up to roughly 350,000. That's a third of a million. Venezuelan immigrants who have been living and working here with TPS, temporary protected status, for years, from 2022, 2023. A lot of them were brought in 2023, temporary protected status. The Supreme Court said to this president, yep, it's perfectly fine. They no longer need temporary protective status. They can go home and they can apply to come here through the law in other fashion. And then Donald Trump said, okay, then we're going to start sending them home because temporary protective status no longer applies. Because one of the ways they game the system is temporary protective status apparently can go on for decades.
And that
decades.
Yeah. And that TPS wasn't supposed to give you free rein to commit trafficking and to join gangs and to beat your wife.
So Glenn Ivey, fresh back from his visit to El Salvador, says, well, let's expand our whole outrage about Donald Trump seizing up people off the street in the middle of the night, putting a black bag on their head and shuffling them off to some black site run by the CIA where they'll be forced to listen to Patti Page music for the rest of their life. Instead, let's say that it's how unjust it is that this third of a million Venezuelans who've been parked here for a couple of years under TPS are being sent home.
Of the 250 that were seized, 50 had no charges against them here in the United States, in El Salvador, or in Venezuela, and they were here in the United States legally. Their paperwork was in order. Yet, they still picked them up, they still deported them, and they still aren't bringing them back.
Of the 250, out of the 350 million, or 350,000 rather, the 250 were picked up, and their temporary protective status was revoked. And somehow this is a bad thing, as Glenn Ivey is portraying. Again, Mr. Ivey, sir, please, with all due respect, which usually means you don't know what you're talking about when somebody says this, with all due respect, sir, the 350,000 Venezuelans have been here under TPS for more than 24 months, some much more than 24 months. The Supreme Court of the United States says that's long enough under TPS. If they wish to come here, they can come here through many of the other legal means that are available to them. This is not Donald Trump being horrible to people. This is simply the way the laws in this country work. He's not doing this arbitrarily. The thing went up in front of SCOTUS. The Supreme Court made the decision, not a small panel of them, the whole damn court. They said, yeah, this is perfectly fine to do. Go ahead and make it happen. But these kinds of subtleties, I guess, escape people like Glenn Ivey, escape people like Michael Steele, who instead want to somehow make us feel that we're being horrible people by saying we only want the people in this country who we allow in, not those who simply sneak in through the back door when we're out of town.
Yes, and the key word, temporary, it's limited time, and it's due to the conditions of the country where they came from. And I don't know if things are much better or not in Venezuela, but the fact of the matter is we have the most, absolute most generous immigration policy in the world, the amount of people we let in, over a million people legally every year. This idea that because we want illegal aliens to return home, that we're anti-immigrant, we're not, you know, we don't care for these people. The fact is, we want, well, we at least we used to want immigration, but now I'm starting to question how much immigration. Sure, some, but is a million too much? I mean, who knows? But that's an argument.
Welcome aboard.
A different day.
Welcome aboard. I am for zero immigration. We did it before effectively, and the reason is when you have a huge influx of people from other cultures and other languages, the country, any country, needs to absorb that population and make them a part of the national fabric.
We at least shouldn't be pulling more immigrants in until we clean up the illegal immigrant problem. Then we can have more of a conversation about legal immigration.
My feeling is stop it. It was stopped from like 1924 to 1964. There was no immigration allowed in this country. That's where we should be, in my view, because we've had this flood of people coming to this country from various cultures. Until we absorb them, we run the risk of not being a melting pot instead of being a big salad, and some of the ingredients are rancid. That's my feeling on that. 850 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrats are trying to figure out why men have turned away from the party. They can't figure it out. They forced the CRT and DEI down our faces. They crushed the military, destroyed recruitment with woke nonsense. They destroyed businesses and our children's education with idiotic COVID protocols that were absolute nonsense. They lied about where COVID came from and the effectiveness of the vaccine. They can't figure out why they're not winning.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
On the West Side Beltway, they're working here. We had this wreck more than an hour ago. It was right there at the ramp, interloop at Route 40 West at exit 15, and they're back there now removing the vehicle from the side of the roadway. So it's created a little bit of a slowdown here. If you're coming up from Frederick Road, Edmondson Avenue on the interloop, you'll see the brake lights, and you're going to hit it pretty quickly, so be prepared for that. The outer loop is kind of looking at it as well. Rest of the Beltway, some slow pockets, but getting better. Both the tunnels now are clear. The construction zone, we're losing a lane, northbound 95 in Harford County, exit 76. The contractor is working there. They'll be there through the midday. So heads up for your travel north and eventually up through the area at the Tidings Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck, and have yourself a marvelous weekend. We'll talk with you Monday morning. Mostly cloudy, muggy through the day, high about 80. Strong showers and storms this evening, heavy rains, damaging winds, hail, even a tornado and flood risk are possible. 63 right now in Pikesville. Reisterstown has 62, and Edgewater currently 66 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Nino, we've been speculating this week, and the speculation will go on now that the House is going to call some of Joe Biden's aides up to testify as to who is actually controlling the auto pen. Now, this is actually, in my view, a very, very, very serious issue. And there are a number of Democrats who have the same set of issues because they don't want the thing applied in the other way. You begin to say, yeah, an auto pen is going to be the official signature. Oh, that's great. We have an AI voice that can replicate pretty much anybody. And we're going to use the auto pen to sign official documents. How the hell in the future would we have any idea whatsoever as to actually who's running the shop? Republican or Democrat? How will we know? We won't. And so this is, to me, a very, very difficult issue and very central to it. David Hogg was caught on a hidden microphone day before yesterday. I think it was Project Veritas sat down with him. They typically do this kind of stuff. And Hogg said he thinks who actually controlled the auto pen for much of the Biden administration.
Joe Biden's chief of staff, like, had an enormous amount of power.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden's chief of staff.
That was like an open secret at the left. Like, I would avoid him. Like, he was scary.
What was his name?
Anthony from Hogg.
Joe Biden's...
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He's just like a, he's like a shadowy, like, Wizard of Oz type figure.
Joe Biden's chief of staff. Add him to the list. I'm not sure if he's one of the individuals who've been called yet, but he should be. And also on the list would be Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. They've also been named this past week as individuals who basically would call up their allies, the Trump aides who actually really reported to them, who had control of the auto pen as they make it happen. So you don't know exactly how many of these documents went through. Pardons? I mean, did Joe Biden sign off on them? Executive actions in the last 6 months, particularly of his presidency, did he actually do them or did somebody else do them? Because when asked about it on a number of issues, a reporter would say, well, but sir, you signed this document. Oh, did I? Remember that?
This is one of the great scandals, I think, of our time.
But you
one.
Remember what they're talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we said interviewing the Joe. That's not the case. No, Mr. President, I have your signature on this document. Oh, really?
And that's like a chief of staff, obviously, in Washington, D.C. for the president has a lot
very,
of power.
Very powerful.
Very powerful.
Like the first lady's chief of staff?
Extremely powerful in terms of, what you're saying it was the first lady's? Or
the first lady's chief of staff.
That's even worse. But how much, and that's the whole point here of this scandal, is how much, and will we ever know, was Joe Biden aware of what was going on?
Well, we'll never have a definitive answer on that.
It is absolutely the most, I mean, and then Jake Tapper, for example, is going around recently talking about some of this stuff as if everybody knew Biden was gone. So how much, and this was probably exactly what they wanted.
Yeah.
This was great for these people behind the scenes because Biden wasn't capable of making a sound decision. Trump pointed that out in a comment or tweet recently. He was basically like, Joe Biden of sound mind, and I was no fan of him of sound mind, but Joe Biden, before he really started to get sick and lose it, would not have been this extreme, I think, in some of his policies. I could be wrong, but Biden was not aware, at least that's my take. You saw it on full display during these debates. But who was signing, who was making these calls? How much did Biden know? It's incredible to think that this was going on.
It's absolutely outrageous to have the thought in our mind that actions taken and signed into law by our president.
Signed into law is the big one.
All these preemptive pardons, did he do them?
Yep.
On some of them, he went in town. I mean, did he authorize them? Where's the paper trail? If there's no paper trail, sorry, it doesn't count. You can't go in front of the judge if you're just a normal citizen and say, yeah, well, Nino said I could do it. Really? Do you have the memo from Nino? Nah, but he said it, so it's all cool. Yeah. You can't go in front of the American people and say, well, Joe Biden said that it was okay. Really? Did he? Really? So do you have the memo from Joe? Do you have record of a phone call? Do you have a recording? Anything? Nah, that's cool. He said it was all right. Oh, okay. If you say so, that's fine. We have no idea on these auto pen documents whether Joe Biden or somebody else was doing it.
Lots gets done behind closed doors, but is that even what the president wanted? Because a sound president would be like, who did that? They're gone.
Yes.
Or I never authorized that. Biden didn't know what the hell was going on.
No.
And not because he was
made to believe.
Aware,
yeah, he was made
he
to believe.
Because he literally wasn't aware.
Yeah. He was made to believe that somehow somebody else did it for him and it was perfectly okay.
Yeah.
That's it for us for this week, Nino. Listen, man, you did a great job this week.
Thank you.
I really appreciate
it. It was a lot of
fun. Yep, it was. And we'll be back bright and early Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 with the Wide Awake Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. Have a good weekend.
This is the right choice for Maryland.